Absolutely. Thank you so much for talking to us. Andrew Hirst, he's the editor of Seahorse magazine for us sea sailors everywhere. Wonder if that appeals to Mr. John Holmes, who's joined me in the studio.
I have to say, we have
thought about starting a collection up here at Talk Radio to get your yacht, to send you off on a solo yacht trip
around
the world.
I would happily do that.
Sounds horrific. Apparently, their bodies even start wasting away because they don't walk more than 30 feet at any one time. They're 60-foot yachts. But they I mean, it just sounds horrific.
You say that, don't you? But, you might just out there with just you and a pussycat. And a
74 days.
A jar of honey and some money wrapped up in a £5 note. Oh, so you wouldn't want Donald Trump to do it with a cat because he'd just grab it.
No. Okay, I'm going to leave it there. What's happening on your show?
We're talking about
1 second.
The Gambia.
Oh, this is going to go horribly wrong. Get the lawyers in and HR. I'm back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Don't forget, Paul Ross here with you every weekday morning from 6 until 10, all your breakfast show needs. And John Holmes with you.
You spent longer there plugging Paul Ross's show
than
my show.
Yeah, and some bloke called John Holmes coming up after 1 o'clock. Good luck, everyone. Have a great afternoon.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Oh, look! Tom and Mary Wainthorpe are proud to announce the engagement of their daughter, Carrie, to Gareth Shadwell. Aww. Five-door hatchback for sale. One previous owner, full
suit. Like getting your money's worth? Try the delicious barbecue chicken BLC. Just £1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
It's not like us to show off here at Dacia. We prefer to be, understated. But we thought you'd like to know that the new Dacia Sandero has won the 2017 What Car Best Small Car for under £12,000. That's 5 years in a row. Yes, sirry, Bob, the big one. 5 times in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One after t'other. Line them up, shoot them down.
Ah, that felt good. The Dacia Sandero range from 5995. Dacia, you do the maths. Available at participating dealers only.
There's a person who can spot threats in the sky before they become threats. They can reassemble a pistol in 15 seconds and maintain equipment so advanced most don't even know it exists. That person's you. There are more than 50 roles to choose from in the RAF. You'll receive world-class training to develop new and existing skills. And you can do it full-time as a regular or in your spare time as a reservist. Find your role in the RAF. Search RAF recruitment now.
A new year has begun, so it's time to get started on that new building project. And with our great trade deals available now at Jewson, you can get the job done for less. Because right now, we've got OSB3 for just £14.40. And sticks like Turbo is an amazing £6 per tube. Trade deals at Jewson for everything you need to complete your project. Prices exclude VAT at 20%. For terms and conditions and to find your nearest branch, go to jewson.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock, good afternoon. It's a, let me check. Yep, Wednesday. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Corbyn and May trade blows over Brexit. Tourists told to flee Gambia. And Olympians in hospital after crash.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister insists she does have a plan for Brexit, whereas the Labour leader doesn't have a clue. Theresa May has resisted pressure from MPs to reveal if Britain will have to pay to access Europe's single market after leaving the EU. During PMQ, she defended her proposals.
It was a vision which will shape a stronger future and build a better Britain.
Mr. Speaker, restoring parliamentary democracy while sidelining Parliament. It's not so much the Iron Lady as the Irony Lady.
Thomas Cook is flying all of its holidaymakers home from the Gambia after the Foreign Office warned against non-essential travel there. Other tourists and locals are leaving the country over fears there could be a military coup within the next few days. Paul Hutchins, who's from the firm, says they're not taking any risks.
We stick very closely to what the government advises in terms of their travel advice, and therefore it is our responsibility to ensure that they're safe and that we bring them home.
An inquest into the deaths of 30 British tourists who were shot dead in Tunisia has heard that tour operators wanted to increase security a month before they were killed in a terror attack. But the managing director of a travel company has told the hearing they were worried that holidaymakers might be scared if they saw an army of police. A gunman killed 38 people in the beach resort of Sousse in June 2015. A man has been taken to hospital after he was shot in the legs in a paramilitary-style attack in West Belfast. It's the third such shooting in the city this month. And two British Olympic sprinters are in hospital in Tenerife after being involved in a motorbike crash. British Athletics says both James Ellington and Nigel Levine are conscious and stable. It's thought their injuries could damage their ability to compete again.
Sorry, I wasn't listening again.
I know.
What's that clacky noise you keep
making? Oh, it's me.
Is that your elbow?
No, it's the armrest on the seat.
Oh.
I just want them to be raised as high as possible.
Okay. Do you like to rest while you're reading the news?
Yeah.
Is that important?
Just want to be relaxed.
Okay. Is that why you assume a half yoga position? I was going to ask you about this.
A half yoga position?
Yeah, when you read the news, you sort of pop one leg under your buttocks.
Do you know what? Loads of people tell me off about this.
I'm not going to tell you off about it. I'm not.
Well, James Whale tells me off. He's like, you're going to do damage to your circulation. But for some reason, I feel more comfortable reading the news if I cross my legs in some way. There's two different ways that I do it.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. Sitting reading the news.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
So, yeah, there you go.
All right. Do you ever alternate the
legs? Yeah, yeah. So...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, maybe not actually. No, sometimes I just put one more over the other side.
Right. Fascinating insight there into the backstage area of a newsreader.
Not in a manner of speaking.
They
can't
not
really
literally the backstage area, that'd be wrong. Have you got to do the weather?
Yeah.
Talk Radio National Weather.
I suggest we do that now.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
You're so thoughtful, John. But it looks like you're stripping because you're just undoing your buttons, which I don't really appreciate.
I undid one button because it's... As you'll see, I just took off my warming...
So that's one layer gone.
My warming layer that I was wearing to get here because it's freezing today.
Yeah.
And in here, it's hot. It's hot, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's... So I've taken my layer off and I just did undo...
I can see your chest hair.
Well... Yes, but there's only one button.
And your sleeves are up?
I did.
Please don't go any further.
I wasn't going
that
to.
That would be inappropriate.
I wasn't going to, Victoria.
Well, I just want to... Oh, my gosh. Now Cornelius is at it.
Just taking my hoodie off.
Yeah.
Well, just leave some clothes on, both of you.
We are.
Good. It's rather cloudy.
Normally don't.
Wishful thinking over
there.
Yeah.
I don't want you to strip. That's what I'm telling you not to. I'm saying stop your stripping.
There was
We're
no
not stripping.
Hold it. Hold it.
It's not the full Monty.
I'm not going to hold it.
The weather. Yeah. Rather cloudy and mostly dry, brighter in the southeast. Highs of 9 degrees in Edinburgh, but just 3 in Brighton. So, you know, big difference there.
Yeah.
The end.
Okay, great. Right, now then, it's Talk Radio, by the way, in the afternoon. So that was Victoria with the live news. But now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Liverpool defender Joel Matip won't play in tonight's FA Cup third round replay at Plymouth after the club couldn't get an answer from FIFA on whether he's eligible. They're concerned about a potential punishment for using a player from Africa during their Cup of Nations tournament. The club regard Matip as having retired from international football and therefore free to play, but that's not yet been confirmed by his national side, Cameroon.
Is this the pre-recorded sport?
It is.
Ben's doing... Look, come in, Cornelius. Look, we've just interrupted...
It's only 12:38, though.
But we've just interrupted Ben's pre-recorded sport.
This isn't up
to date. He's pre-recording the sport for the show, and here we are in it.
Oh, my God, wait. I'm going to talk to real-life me now.
Do it.
Hi, Cornelius.
Hello.
I'm going to do it. Hey, John, you're great.
Oh, thanks very much, John.
Oh, I love that guy.
Right, finish the sport, Ben.
We'll go out now.
Very nice.
Newcastle manager Rafa Benitez admits he'd rather not have to go through an FA Cup third round replay. Tonight the Magpies host Birmingham with the winner facing a trip to Oxford. Benitez has said he'd like to turn defeats into draws in the Sky Bet Championship, but doing so in cup competitions isn't quite what he intended. Elsewhere this evening, Southampton host Norwich. Finally, Andy Murray joins Dan Evans in the third round of the Australian Open tennis. The world number one eased past Russia's Andrei Rublev in straight sets in Melbourne. Earlier, Evans produced one of the biggest wins of his career, defeating 7th seed Marin Cilic. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
That was that's Ben with his pre-recorded sport that he did at 12.38.
12.30, that's almost half an hour ago. It's 29 minutes ago.
Yeah, and we obviously walked in while he was doing it. But the thing is, I didn't realise he did it that far in advance. I mean, literally, lots of sport could happen in that 29 minutes.
Like, you can't keep, for example, if there's a football game happening, that's not up to date. If there was a goal.
But he would re-record if there was some genuine breaking sports news. But generally, football games don't tend to happen at 12.45 on a Wednesday.
Well, they do in, like, other countries.
Yeah, but he's not reporting on that.
Well, he should. He's just not comprehensive enough.
Well, maybe you should tell him that.
I will. Well, next time we pre-record, we'll go in tomorrow and tell him that. All right, then. Hey, look, it's a time. Let's crack on with some programme or other.
Talk Radio.
You can always tell a driver of a mini hatch with John Cooper Works Sport Pack, featuring a split-level spoiler and 17-inch black alloy wheels. They're the ones feeling better about the daily commute, Sunday drivers, and the search for a parking space. All for just £249 a month and a £249 initial rental. Book a test drive now. Mini. Who's in? Visit mini.co.uk/sportpack. £249 initial rental. 48-month hire agreement from Mini Financial Services, subject to status and availability. UK only. Guarantees may be required. Available for new vehicles ordered by the 31st of March and registered by the 30th of June 2017. Participating retailers only. Mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Right then. The traffic and travel, which is what you're going to get right now. If Lindsay Lohan joins ISIS.
Supermarkets in the UK are running low on courgette.
Because that would make great radio, wouldn't it?
Mia Skag is listener Ross. Good afternoon, Ross.
Hello?
Zayn and Taylor Swift
are going to get divorced
and have them bang on the White Cliffs of Dover.
So you're starting off with a serious story.
Oh, correct opinion.
How would you like to be a neighbour to Susie Ruffle?
Motorists threatened by a new plague of curious cat 007.
What are you talking about?
Prison.
Eskimo snow. K-N-U-T. Anyway, we've got to get on because the clock ticks.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Radio.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There. Talk Radio. When I am mounted on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
All the single market, all the single market, join in. All the single market,
all the single market, all the single market, all the single market,
all the single market,
all the single market,
all the single market,
all the single market,
all the single market,
all the single market,
all the single market,
all the single market,
all join in.
All the single market,
all the single market,
join in, Chloe.
All the single market.
All the single market.
All the single market.
All the single market.
If you like the Euro... Stop now. If you like the European Union so much, you should have put a ring on it. Essentially the gist of Theresa May's speech there. Theresa, as I'm calling her now or something. Even though she was dressed like a Bay City roller yesterday, I still think of her as the woman behind the hit song All the Single Market.
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 Put your hands up.
Up in the club.
It's not so much a club as a union, but anyway. Welcome then to your Wednesday afternoon talk radio show thing. On the day that, yes, Theresa May played hardball with the ruling council, didn't she? Hinting at trade wars, which was, I guess, essentially the plot of Star Wars The Phantom Menace. And much like Brexit, the people wanted that too, didn't they? But when it arrived, it was rubbish, remember? All people wanting, the majority of people wanting a Star Wars sequel back then, weren't they? And then it was rubbish and not what they thought at all. Just like Brexit then, you see. Brexit even had its own rubber-faced Jar Jar Binks, didn't it? In the shape of Michael Gove, who no one liked and never came back. Meanwhile, of course, on the other side of the world, President Putin has declared that Russian prostitutes, this is on the front page of the Times, Russian prostitutes are the best in the world, says President Putin. We don't have proof of this, of course, so with the EU in mind, I am calling for a competition. It's called the Eurovision Prostitute Contest. And it's where prostitutes from all over Europe, plus Russia and Australia, of course, compete to win the title from a panel of international judges. I'm thinking a CGI Terry Wogan, if they can bring back Peter Cushing for Rogue One. I think we can pretty much get a CGI Terry Wogan hosting it. The prostitutes then have to perform their act in front of the judges. It's anything from straight sex to urinating on a mattress on the stage. To win points. And of course, if Russia then wins that European prostitute contest, then President Putin can legitimately call it. But even then, of course, I wouldn't trust the Russian state not to practice doping techniques on the prostitutes to ensure victory. So you've got to factor that in as well. I'll be honest, I haven't thought through the finer details of this yet. But I am going to stand by it and say it's going to be a ratings winner. Maybe get a celebrity panel of prostitute experts as well, like Hugh Grant, maybe, or Jeffrey Archer. Wayne Rooney, he could specialise in the granny ones, couldn't he? I think this is a winner. And given Putin's boast, it would settle it once and for all. I'm going to keep working on it. Anyway, hello. I am John Holmes. This is Talk Radio in the afternoon. It's a bit between 1 and 4 o'clock. It's not like Sheila Fogarty over on LBC, is it? It's not that. No. If you want Sheila Fogarty on LBC, my advice to you now is to switch over to Sheila Fogarty on LBC, because this show isn't like Sheila Fogarty on LBC. For instance, does Sheila Fogarty on LBC positively embrace the notion of fake news? No. I imagine she does not a bit of it, but we certainly do. And that is in the form of this afternoon's headline hijack, of course. Make up a news story using words you know. Aim it squarely at the 2 o'clock news, where Victoria will open this mouth.
This mouth.
And it will say the news, but it will also say a news lie made up by you, thus fake news. And because it's in the news, you will believe it. Well, you won't believe it because you know it's there. But the people who don't listen to this bit of the programme will believe it. It's fake news. We've been doing it way before fake news was fashionable. We call it headline hijack. It's like the film The Taking of Pelham 123, where terrorists take a subway train, except with news instead of a subway train. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's the text number. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
That's the Twitter thing. Lines are open. There is also Lonely Lunch Club on the way. There may well be no party like an S-Club party, but I can tell you there ain't no party like a Lunch Club party. Although, whereas at an S-Club party, one would get down tonight and shake your body from side to side. We're simply offering light small talk on the radio. If you're lunching alone, whatever the reason, then do get in touch with us. Come on in. Become an exclusive member of our Lonely Lunch community. Why don't you? LonelyLunch@talkradio.co.uk is the email address. Work experience punditry today. Our weekly roundup of irritating hipster nonsense. Today, Ellie pops up and pulls news of hipster-themed restaurants and other such annoyances out of her square beard. Oh, look at this. It's a new nocturnal bird and dessert cafe where customers can sit on an owl's egg, and give birth to their own baby owl. Over a cup of artisan custard. Oh, what a great idea. Oh, it's so hipster, isn't it? Anyway, that'll be later. Big debate at 3. Diversity paper review on the way. Bonus news. All your reactions. The day's most important news stories illuminated with the oriental light of short-form verse. It's the news in haikus. There's the diversity paper review with Kyle. As I will say, the diversity paper review. Kyle's doing it today. He's black, British and Welsh. And if that's not diverse, I don't know what is. Plus, guest action. We welcome another comedian to plug something or other. It's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview, another one of those. Today, it's Edinburgh Comedy Award winner Richard Gadd's turn. Ginger Dave is not producing today. He's gone to Canada. I can only assume it's some sort of dangerous student predator exchange scheme. Ass Podcast is through the glass.
She's through the miserable window.
Here she is, here she is.
Hooray!
Noise of her arm.
Yep.
Oh, no one will ever marry her. Chloe's on the buttons. Chloe, high on the muns.
Hi.
Chloe got engaged, everyone.
Oh.
That's, see, Cass, that's how it's done.
Oh.
Victoria is proof, if proof were needed, that there ain't no party like a news party.
I love the news party.
Okay. Paid intern Cornelius is...
Hello.
Well, to be honest, he just is. I am John Holmes, and this is Talk Radio in the Afternoons. On Talk Radio... Today's big story, then. We're going to be talking about that next, of course. Today's big story. To get us into it, though, to link us seamlessly into today's big story, here's a bit of music. Song to link us seamlessly to today's big story. Bit of production colour there. That's what it's called. That's how you do it. Linking us to the big story we'll be discussing and talking about and analysing shortly. Of course, you're probably now hearing that. It's Europe, by the way, and the final countdown. Probably wondering what the big story is that we're going to be talking about today. Play along at home. Cornelius, I can see you.
It's obvious what it is today.
Yeah. So it's the band. What's the band called?
Europe.
Yeah, and what's the song?
The Final Countdown.
That's right. And so, what's the big news story?
Must be Brexit. Hmm? It's the final countdown to us leaving Europe.
No,
that is the big story.
Not
today,
the big story. No, it isn't the big story today. It's one of the big stories, but the other big story we're talking about. There was the second lead story in Victoria's News. Is the big story we're talking about? Of course. It's not Brexit. It's not Europe. It's not Europe.
Well, why have you?
Well, because this is the band Europe, right? Yeah. Europe is a continent, right? Like Africa.
Yeah.
So we're going to be talking about the current situation in the Gambia, which is in Africa.
Why didn't you just play Africa by Toto? That's a song exactly about Africa. You didn't have to do that leap.
I didn't think of that.
You misled everyone. Everyone thinks we're going to talk about Brexit.
I didn't think of that.
All of Julia Hartley Brewer's listeners would have stayed listening. Oh. Now look what you've done.
I didn't think of that. So we're going to talk about the Gambia, the situation in the Gambia next. We're going to need a guest, of course, to talk to about that. Now, this is, of course, where holidaymakers are being flown home by Thomas Cook and others because of the state of emergency that's been declared in the Gambia. We'll be talking about it. We're going to need a guest. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. Through the
miserable window.
Now, don't encourage him. It's not funny.
What?
Clubby was laughing at you. Oh, just right. Think it's funny.
I know. So, could you get us a guest, please, Cass?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who do you want?
Some sort of travel thing. Gambia, innit? Gambia guest.
The Gambian president.
Yeah. Don't mind which one. The one who won the election, but all the one that's decided that doesn't count and he's going to stay there. And it might. Either of them.
I've got both their numbers if you need them.
Oh, they're both winners, aren't they? Okay.
Great. Okay, we talk to somebody about the current situation in the Gambia and what the advice is if you are on holiday there. Next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
He scored! 4-0! Oh, look at the celebration! 3 backflips, double somersault. There's the strutting chicken, the shirt's off, and here comes the 11-man pyramid.
That's not a big deal. This is... Pizza Hut Delivery's £14 deal now includes a large pizza, garlic bread, wedges, drink and an Now TV Sky Sports or Entertainment Pass when ordered online at Pizza Hut Delivery.
Only valid online at participating Pizza Hut Delivery stores. Limited delivery areas. Subject to availability until 31st of January. Now TV account, broadband 3G required. 18 plus. Month passes renew unless cancelled. T's and C's apply.
Businesses, like our cars, come in all shapes and sizes. There can be just one of you.
or two of you,
five of you, or even 100 of you.
It's why we designed the stylish and spacious Mazda 3, the large and luxurious Mazda 6, and the versatile Mazda CX-5. So whatever size business you are, there's a Mazda to suit. All designed around you, so you and your car feel as one. Monthly rental prices start at £159 for the Mazda 3. Search Mazda for more details. Mazda. Drive together.
T's and C's apply. Initial rental of £954. All rentals exclude VAT at 20%. £159 per month includes £500 dealer contribution. Finance subject to status. 18s and over. Guarantee may be required. Mazda Financial Services contract hire.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
Through North Shields in Tyne and Wear, the northbound A19 is currently blocked by an accident. That's near to the Howden roundabout where it meets with Tynemouth Road. No change for the M62. It remains closed westbound, junctions 8 to 7 near Rainhill Stoops for accident investigation work. And you can't leave the M6 at junction 21A to join the M62. The exit slips are closed both ways. Gloucester's A40 is very busy because of roadworks around the Elmbridge Court roundabout. And there's queues on the eastbound M4 in Cardiff towards an accident near junction 33 for Cardiff West. I'm Joanna Adams.
I'm always wondering what counts as one of your five a day. I thought red wine might, because it's got grapes in it, but sadly not. Then I discovered something red that does count. Heinz tomato soup. One bowl counts as one of your five a day. How could I not have known that? Now I've got something to look forward to, because curled up on the sofa, what's going to warm you through? A stick of celery or a bowl of tomato soup? Exactly. And of course, it has to be Heinz.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house go down in value? Will it go up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy the let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I am him. Good afternoon. It's just coming up to pasta time, and we are talking about today's big story. Everyone is busy talking about Europe and asking the big questions, such as what happens when we withdraw from the arbitration of the European Court of Justice, what of the rights and residency status of British nationals living in the EU, and why, to deliver her speech, did Theresa May dress as a tin of Scottish shortbread? Over not in Europe, but instead in the Gambia, to be precise. The Foreign Office is busy warning British nationals to leave. Gambia's president, Yahya Jammeh, whose term of office comes to an end this week, is refusing to step down and hand over power to Adama Barrow, who won last month's election. The former has declared a state of emergency. The situation is volatile. Both military action and civil disturbance have been threatened. The situation in which a sitting president stays where he is despite an incoming election winner is being watched closely worldwide, particularly in America, where Obama could be thinking, is that such a bad idea? So with holidaymakers being flown home from the African country on emergency flights, just how dangerous is it? On the line is Chris Haslam. He's the chief travel writer of the Sunday Times. Hello, Chris Haslam.
Hello, John Holmes.
Hello. Hello, Chris.
You're worried about tourists in the Gambia?
Well, we all are, aren't we? Are we? Are we right to be?
Well, yes and no. It's looking a bit iffy. Jammeh has cut phone lines. He's put troops on the street, and they're under strict orders to do whatever's necessary to maintain peace and order.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a dogs of war scenario playing out there at the moment. Do people need, who are over there, several thousand people over there, I think there's about 3,500 British tourists in the country.
Yep.
Do they need to be worried? Not. They have booked a package holiday with a bonded tour operator because they're going to be flown home. In fact, the first repatriation flight leaves at 3:35 this afternoon. There's another one at 5 o'clock.
All right, so look, in terms of how that works, because this, obviously this doesn't happen that often, I suppose, but it certainly isn't unprecedented. If there are tourists, British tourists, in a country where something starts to break down, society starts to break down for whatever reason, what's the process? How do the travel companies get in touch with them? What do? They bus them from the resorts to the airport? How does it all work?
It all waits. They train for this. They're always practicing this disaster management scenarios. And we saw it a couple of Novembers ago in Sharm el Sheikh when after the metro jet crash, and we had to get all those British tourists home. So what happens is they wait for the FCO to push the red button, so you can't go there. We're raising the travel advice against non-essential travel. Then they need to charter aircraft. It's easy in this case because pretty much everybody in the Gambia has flown out there with Thomas Cook Airlines. So they've got the planes. They put the planes in. You've then got to... Getting people from hotels to the airport can be a bit iffy, particularly if there's troops on the streets and roadblocks and things like that. So you need to, first of all, you've got to find people willing to drive coaches. And you've also got to find perhaps some security to be outriders to those coaches. Then you've got to round up all the tourists. And that's not always that easy because there's always some bloody-minded individuals who say, I'm paid my money and I'm staying here till the end.
So what do you do with that? You don't try and persuade them, you just go, right, you've made that your own decision, sign this bit of paper, it's a waiver, your insurance is invalid now, stay where you are if you like.
Well, exactly that, but your insurance isn't actually invalid because if you're on holiday and everything goes disastrously wrong, the Foreign Office changes the advice whilst you're on holiday, then your insurance still covers you.
Right.
The thing we need to worry about, though, if we can be bothered, is the people who've travelled over there independently, and there's a lot of people do that these days, go online, book a flight, go on another website, book a holiday, go over there, be chuffed that you've saved a load of cash rather than going through a tour operator. Now, if you're in Gambia at the moment, the situation isn't that good. There's a tour operator called the Gambia Experience, and for the people who've booked package holidays with them, that means they've booked the accommodation and the flight, they're covered by the package holiday regulations, the tour operator is legally obliged to get them home. That's fine, there's loads of really cheerful information there about, don't worry, we'll pick you up, we'll take you to the airport, you'll be home by 23:50 this evening. But then underneath it, there's a note requesting that flight-only customers, these are the ones who aren't protected by the package holiday regulations, contact our local resort office, and that's presuming the phones are working, and I've heard that the phones have gone down over there, to talk about getting a seat on a repatriation flight. And that means basically begging. If you're not protected by the package holiday regulations, you haven't booked through a bonded tour operator, you're kind of on your own. And if that airport gets closed, then you've got two choices, I reckon. One, you've got to try and get across to Dakar Airport in Senegal, which could be an adventure in itself.
Yeah.
Or you can stay put and wait for the Royal Navy to come and rescue you.
Good advice. Listen, Chris, thank you very much for talking to us. Chris Haslam there, chief travel writer, no less. Don't know how he got that. Of the Sunday Times, giving us the...
to your boss, then.
Technically. Giving us the advice on what to do if you are in the Gambia, because if you are and you are in a bunker at the moment... hunkered down due to the troops on the streets that have been deployed by the city president who won't leave, then obviously you are listening to Talk Radio. I mean, it's the obvious thing to do in any volatile situation around the world. If you are in a war zone, then Talk Radio 1 to 4 in the afternoon's UK time is, of course, your go-to for emergency information, as you know. So stay calm if you're listening in the Gambia, and Thomas Cook's paramilitary wing will come and get you out. I think that's what we learned from that. If you've got any advice for tourists, let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. Talk Radio. And just after 1:30, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. The European Commission President has promised to reach a fair deal for Britain over its exit from the EU. Jean-Claude Juncker says he's told Theresa May he welcomes the clarifications in her speech yesterday. But in the Commons, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has accused the Prime Minister of snubbing Parliament by refusing MPs a vote until a final deal has been agreed.
This is about our jobs, living standards and future prosperity. Why will it not be scrutinised by this House?
The PM's defended her plan, telling Mr Corbyn he doesn't have a clue. Political unrest in the Gambia has prompted thousands of British tourists to be flown home. The Foreign Office has updated its travel advice to warn it's highly likely there'll be some sort of military intervention or civil disturbance in the West African nation. The inquest into the deaths of 30 Britons killed in a terror attack in Tunisia has heard tour operators wanted to increase security a month before it happened. The boss of Tunisie Voyage, which is part of TUI, says he met with British officials in May 2015 to voice concerns, but didn't want tourists to be scared by seeing an army of police. More than 500 victims of historical child abuse in football have now been identified. Police have been given information relating to nearly 250 clubs. And British Olympians James Ellington and Nigel Levine have suffered potentially career-ending injuries in a motorbike crash in Tenerife. The sprinters are both said to be in a stable condition in hospital. The weather rather cloudy and mostly dry, brighter in the southeast. Highs of up to 9 degrees in Edinburgh, but just 3 in Brighton. There's more in half an hour.
There's more in half an hour. There's also more in an hour, of course. Victoria's bonus news today comes courtesy of the World of Minerals.
But does it?
Yes. Oh. Mineral news. Look, there are mineral news. I know you don't like mineral news, but
nah,
there are people.
It's rubbish.
Texting in, right? Clamouring for their.
Give me one example of someone clamouring for
mineral
news.
Dear John, I am clamouring for mineral news.
It sounds like you're making it up.
No,
I'm coming around there to look at what you're looking
I've just
at.
Deleted it. I've just deleted it.
Oh, you haven't?
Yeah, you did. I thought I deleted it.
Just deleted it.
No one has said anything.
They clamour. There are people who need their mineral fix a week.
Oh my God, did you see that hand? Out the window.
Oh, yes.
Someone was just clamouring. I think they fell down. Someone just clamouring up the building.
Yeah.
Shouting, I want mineral news.
You two are liars.
Well, they make good music, so who cares?
Mineral news is...
liars.
Is on the way, because people
but
want animal news...
No one wants
vegetable
it.
News or mineral news on consecutive days.
No one wants it.
We do want it. Because how do we know what's
Who's
going...
we? The royal we? Do you want mineral news?
I don't think the Queen would urinate on a mattress.
No one's talking about that.
For Donald Trump. Never mind the royal we.
No, that's not what I was referring to.
Anyway,
people
need to be updated as to what's happening in the world of minerals. And you're the go-to place on the dial, Victoria. So, you know, it's a huge responsibility. That's in around an hour's time for Victoria to make up some time. There is also, of course, Headline Hijack on the way. Details of that coming next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. I am him. And... do you know, in 25 minutes' time, there will be made-up news in the news. Let me explain how that works, in case you're unfamiliar. 2 o'clock. Yes, this is the news, but it does contain a news lie. It's Headline Hijack. Of course it is. You are encouraged to make the lie up. It's fake news. We've been doing it way before fake news was fashionable, way before Donald Trump was tweeting about it in capital letters. Everyone's down on fake news, aren't they? But no, we say, embrace it. Make some nonsense up. And we will broadcast it as fact in the 2 p.m. bulletin out of Victoria's mouth, which ordinarily, of course, contains the news fact. So it's believed by those who aren't listening to this bit. That's Headline Hijack. What have we got, Cornelius? What's been coming in?
Lots coming in, John. This is from Michael, who says, ever since the screens at Piccadilly Circus have been turned off earlier this week, the levels in tourism have increased in the area, with visitors saying that they are finding the area much less of an eyesore. If the current rates continue, it is rumoured that the screens could just be replaced with a black curtain.
could Richard Nixon be at Trump's inauguration on Friday? Rumours online have been saying that, of course, Richard Nixon was cryogenically frozen and has been defrosted in a special defrosting ceremony in order to allow the dead president to attend the inauguration due to the fact that no one else seems to want to go. Many of the papers, of course, running with the headline, Defrost Nixon. this morning. Right, over to you, really. Your made-up news. Do you got another one there, by the way?
Got
another?
Yeah, I've got loads.
Go on, then. Go on. Let's have a treat. Go on.
Okay.
Who's it from?
This one?
Yeah.
It's from Danny.
Hi, Danny.
He says, have you been on a boat recently? It has emerged that only 30% of boats adhere to the strict national regulations set out by the Boating Standards Patrol, and it is thought that there could be a surge in the number of passengers suing boat captains.
Fine, all right, if you've got one then, make it up now. Use words that you know and understand. Put them in an order that sounds a little bit like a news story. Get it to us on this number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And on the way shortly, Lonely Lunchtime Club. Lonely Lunch Club is, of course, where we open the doors of the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you're lunching alone, you can get in touch. You can come on the radio and win an exciting gift prize. Here's the email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. It's Talk Radio. It's Wednesday afternoon. I am John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And they all lived happily ever after. The end.
Night, Dad.
ISBN number 01309986 34. Cover photograph by...
Like getting your money's worth? Enjoy our delicious 99p cheeseburger, part of the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price of participation may vary.
A new year has begun, so it's time to get started on that new building project. And with our great trade deals available now at Jewson, you can get the job done for less. Because right now, we've got OSB3 for just £14.40. And sticks like Turbo is an amazing £6 per tube. Trade deals at Jewson for everything you need to complete your project. Prices exclude VAT at 20%. For terms and conditions and to find your nearest branch, go to jewson.co.uk.
Hurry! Special introductory savings on selected sofas end Monday at DFS. Better be quick.
This year, make every second count. So, no more fumbling through bags looking for keys, and no more getting lost on long weekend journeys. The Renault Captur, with a hands-free key card and 7-inch touchscreen with navigation, is now available with 0% APR representative from £159 per month. Excludes Expression Plus. Renault Finance. Order and register by 31st of March. Deposit £3,903. 24 monthly payments of £159. Final payment £7,716. Participating dealers only. Subject to status. Over 18s. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
In Tyne and Wear, the northbound A19 in the Jarrow area of Newcastle upon Tyne is currently blocked from the Tyne Tunnel through to the Howden roundabout after an accident involving a lorry. The M62 is now partially open if you're westbound between junctions 8 and 7 near Rainhill Stoops. There's still a couple of lanes out for accident investigation work, but you can use it now, which means the restrictions on the M6 at 21A have been lifted. And things are better in Cardiff for the eastbound M4. The accident near junction 33 has cleared. I'm Joanna Adams.
For me, it's the perfect winter warmer. You can keep your hot water bottles, your Leckie blankets, your three-bar heaters and your woolly jumpers. Stuff them. There's no better hug than from a warm, comforting bowl of delicious, creamy tomato soup. Warming you right through from the inside out. I love it. And it has to be served piping hot, and it has to be served with fresh white toast. Lush. So get lost, Jack Frost. Oh, and the soup. It has to be Heinz.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon to you. A lot of your reactions coming into Talk Radio. Talk Radio, of course, the very much the home of reaction. If you have one, then we will take it from you. Not in a mugging sense. I mean, I'm not suggesting for a moment that on a dark night, perhaps you're walking down the street, you've got a reaction. We're not going to come and mug you for it. It makes sense, of course, if you are walking around at night. It's advice wherever you are in the world is to keep your reactions hidden. Some of your reactions can be very valuable. You don't quite know where you are. It may be in an unfamiliar city. But rest assured that Talk Radio will not mug you for your reaction. We will ask politely for it. There will be no violence involved. But if you do have a reaction, then we will willingly take it off your hands should you want to get rid of it. If you've got a reaction for Christmas, for instance, because, and remember, a reaction isn't just for Christmas at all. A lot of people this time of year will throw their reactions that they got for Christmas in the canal. And that's wrong, because if what you should do if you're going to get a reaction for a gift, Christmas or whatever it might be, you must realise what the responsibility is with it. Don't just get a reaction and then think, oh, this will be easy to deal with. It's not. It does take work to react to something. So someone, you know, has mentioned something to you and you've had a reaction to it, what I'm saying is always look after the reaction carefully, or give it away to one of those sort of reaction kennels that there are, where they house unwanted reactions. But we'll take it. Don't throw it in the... Don't drown. Don't throw a reaction away. Just send it to us and we'll take care of it. A lot of reactions are coming in, Cornelius.
Lots coming in. John, I don't know if it's right to say that Gambia is on the verge of meltdown. You should really be saying that the Gambia is on the verge of a meltdown.
That's right.
John, Gambleia, am I right? Gambleia, am I right? That's coming from someone who's just sent a terrible pun in,
yeah,
please.
And the answer to that is no, you're not right. John, thank you for the Gambia advice there that I was listening to on the radio. I'm not in the Gambia. But I will still follow that advice when, of course, we all have to leave Britain when that all goes to Brexit cock. Right, okay. Fine. Do get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Now, the news, as we know, is quite complicated.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's certainly most of the papers this morning are covering the reaction, the fallout, if you will, to Theresa May's Brexit speech, as opposed to next week when they'll be covering the fallout of Donald Trump pressing the nuclear button, probably by Saturday morning, and maybe even by accident, just leaning on it or something. So the news is covering that. It's Theresa May dressed as a tin of Scottish shortbread, of course, is pictured on many of the front pages today. We've been talking about the Gambia. There's a lot in the news. The news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. Many people can't, Cornelius, but it's all right because we're here to help, as you well know. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's Japanese poetry. It's how we analyse the news. It's the news in haikus.
Obama frees leaker from prison. Trump paid someone to leak on him.
The news in haikus.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
That's right. And so we knock firmly on the door of the Talk Radio 1 till 4 in the afternoon John Holmes Show. Hello, that's me. Tupperware Hall of Despair. It's the Lonely Lunch Club, where the lonely, what lunch? The lonely is what lunch? Lunching alone. No one should have to lunch alone, should they? But no more do you have to suffer, for we are here to help you through it with the Lonely Lunch Club, inducting a lonely luncher in on a daily basis. Today, on the telephone line, is Isabel. Hello, Isabel.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, very good, thank you for asking. Polite, nice, like that. So, Isabel, tell us what you do and where you are.
I'm at Reading University,
yep,
at the moment, and studying psychology.
I see. What year are you in, Isabel?
The first year.
The first year. And how's it going?
Yeah, it's good.
Is it everything you hoped and dreamed it would be, Isabel?
Somewhat.
Some of it. It's confusing going to Reading University, I always think, because you know when people go to university and they say they're reading a subject?
Yeah.
So technically, written down, that sort of says that you're at Reading University reading psychology, but it's Reading, you could be Reading psychology at Reading. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you mean.
It's confusing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Good. So, so you've been doing it just in your first year. I mean, what was, you know, what's the hardest thing so far in psychology first year studies, would you say?
We've got to do a lot of maths in the first year.
Wait, what's maths?
I wasn't very good at maths.
No,
ever.
I wasn't very good at maths. But that's a surprise. Why is maths come into psychology so much?
When you're doing research, evidence and stuff like that, you need a lot of maths and statistics to write up your results.
I see. And
yeah.
Do you sort of switch off at that point and just...
Yeah, a lot.
A little bit, yeah. Okay, is it a three-year course?
Yeah, 3 years.
Okay. I hope, by the way, you've noticed this is sort of idle chit-chat now. That we're doing,
yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
That's what this is. It's sort of... I don't know whether you've ever heard any radio, Isabel, before now. Have you ever heard any radio?
Not really.
I mean, any radio at all, you know?
Yeah, like songs and music on the radio.
Yeah, that sort of thing. But you know when a caller... You know, you get a guest on the phone, don't you? There's just chat. There's idle chat, isn't there?
Yeah,
often they sort of ask them.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing now. We're just following the rules of radio. You're on the phone. I'm sitting in the studio. It's just idle chat. You know, that's all it is. It's simple as that. But there's a reason for this, Isabel. You see, because this, as you know, is the Lonely Lunch Club, and you're lunching alone. That's why we're speaking to you. Why, Isabel? Why are you lunching alone?
All my friends are at their lectures, so I've come back and I'm eating lunch on my own now.
What are you having?
Salmon.
Salmon. Salmon and what, sorry?
And kale. Very nice.
Salmon and kale. That's the days have changed since I was a student, Isabel. honestly, that would be a pot noodle in my day.
Sometimes it is.
And there you go. See, flying the flag for students. I like, okay. So, all right, salmon. That's one of the questions we have to ask. Why are you lunching alone? Then what you're having for lunch? You see, that's how it works. Then we have to ask you if there's a subject you'd like to just chat about. Because what it is, it's because we are being your friend or colleague here and helping you through lunchtime by keeping you company. It's as if you imagine out in the place of, when you graduate and you go out there and you're a noted psychologist, you know, and you work in, I don't know, an open plan office of psychologists or something.
Yeah.
Right? Then, you know, you might walk over to the kettle, the staff canteen, and open the kettle, you look inside, it's empty, you start filling the kettle, you're on your own, but then a colleague you don't know very well walks over to you and sort of then hangs around till the kettle is boiled. You've got to indulge in idle chit-chat with them, because it's polite.
Yeah.
That's what this is. Okay.
So if
you were in that scenario, you know, what subject would you bring up to chat about? Because we can do that. We're pretty, you know, we've got a wide range of knowledge. All of it poor, but we can talk through it. I mean, it could be Brexit. Very much a radio station, so you know you could be angry about Brexit. You could like Brexit. You could be angry about Donald Trump. You could like Donald Trump. It doesn't matter. The subject matters. Last night's television, sports is about. Could be anything you want.
Probably the cold weather.
Good, strong banter subject. That in a work-based scenario, the cold weather. All right. Do you want to start, or shall I start?
You can start.
Okay. All right, Isabel, it's cold, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really cold.
Really cold, isn't it? Coming in this morning. How cold? I had to defrost my face, Isabel, this morning when I went outside.
It was -3 this morning.
-3 in Reading, was it?
Yeah.
-3. Cold, isn't it? Wrap up warm, Isabel.
I did.
Yeah. Right, we've done weather. Anything else?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, all right. Let's do. Look, it's topical. Let's do Brexit. All right, because Theresa May delivered a speech on Brexit yesterday. Do you know, Isabel, now what sort of Brexit it is? Because we weren't sure, were we? We didn't know whether it was going to be a hard Brexit or a soft Brexit. As we were saying yesterday, whether it was going to be a soggy Brexit, a rich tea Brexit, a Belvita breakfast Brexit, we didn't know. Are you any the wiser having heard Theresa May?
Was it hard?
Was it a hard Brexit?
Yeah, she has gone
hard Brexit. Yes, Isabel. That's exactly what she's done.
Yeah.
She's not... A lot of people were thinking it was going to be a soft Brexit. A lot of people saying a semi-Brexit. But no, she's gone the full hard Brexit. And she's almost delivered an ultimatum to our European friends, hasn't she? She said that a no deal is better than a bad deal, she said. Mm-hmm. So you must fully understand Brexit now, Isabel, having heard all that.
Well, that was the first time I could vote. I voted... for Brexit.
Did you vote?
Not for, against.
You were against Brexit. Well, of course you did. You're a student. That's understandable, yeah. You're not a moaning old pensioner, are you? So, yeah, that makes sense. All right, Isabel. Look, here's what's going to happen now, right? Because I've enjoyed our idle banter, but our time together must come to an end.
Okay.
You are inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It is our Lonely Lunch Club. You, though, now get to choose from a fabulous range of gift prizes. I mean, I use the word fabulous there very incorrectly indeed. But essentially, what you'll hear now, okay, is some cheesy music, some music now.
Okay.
Now, there's the music, all right? Now, what you'll hear next is a list of gift prizes with a short description of each. And at the end of that list, you get to choose one of them to keep, Isabel.
Oh, no way.
Way. Actual way. Yeah. And proudly displayed in your student accommodation in Reading, where you're reading psychology. Right, OK, ears down. Here's the first one.
A Talk Radio mug.
Talk Radio mug.
It's a Talk Radio mug. That's what I had written down.
Right, next one.
Today's Metro newspaper with haikus scribbled on it.
Do you struggle to understand the news? If you're reading the Metro, you probably do. Well, worry not, because on this Metro is scribbled Japanese poetry, which explains the news.
It's the news in haikus.
A Talk Sport mug.
Yes, as held by ex-Arsenal everyday man who's always got a story for everything, but it's probably going to involve having a drink or a bet. It's Ray Parler.
Right.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
They talk about books you won't be able to put down. Well, this one you won't be able to pick up.
Well, you will be able to pick it up because it's an actual book.
Put it back down straight away.
It's like a book that is a book. Let me explain the book. Isabel, I wrote a book. It's out and it's available now. It's just come out in paperback. It's available on Amazon. It's called A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man. Very well reviewed. It's a poignant, charming comic masterclass of comedy writing. It's $6.99 on Amazon right now, unless of course you choose that as your prize. Here's another example of a prize.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Yes, currently on TalkSport 2, Ray Stubbs is discussing, should we rename squash, as that's already the name of a vegetable and a drink.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Yes, former TalkSport presenter left last year and left behind these outdated calendars, which we fetched out of a skip.
That's right. He threw them in a skip. We've got a box of them, and we're still giving them away, even though it's the year afterwards.
A 2017 John Holmes colander.
Runner beans, carrots, and also peas can all be strained with this excellent colander.
We got it as it was a typo, essentially,
yeah.
Isabel. We wanted a calendar, but
we
ended up with a colon. Anyway, out of that, and I know you'll agree now that they are fabulous prizes. Which one would you like? Which one would you want to go for?
I might have your book.
There you go. Look at that. See, that's another sale I'll never make. great. And, do you know what? As a bonus, Isabel, for you, I will sign that book with any author's name you want.
Oh, your own name's okay.
Is it? Are you sure? I mean, I can do proper ones.
That's fine.
Okay, fine. Right, Isabel, it's on the way to you. So you'll be reading a book at Reading University. Yeah?
That was a good one.
Great. Isabel, thank you so much. Isabel there, psychology student at Reading University. She's now inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It is, of course, where the loneliest what lunch gather. If you'd like to get on the list, there is an email address. Here's the thing, Cornelius. I always do we do the text, don't we, and the tweet. But you sort of take part of that. So I go 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I think from now on you should take the email address as well, because that's consistent with how we do it. So
that's not written into my contract, though, of what I do on the show.
Well,
I mean, you're going to have to go to HR with that.
Yeah. Well, let's just practice, just rehearse it now, just in case. So join, get on the list for Lonely Lunch Club. There's an email.
Start your message with talk.
No.
No?
No. Lonely Lunch at talkradio.co.uk.
Okay.
There's an email address for that.
I can't get my head around
it. No! You're saying... I'm going to get it added to the list of catchphrases you have to say.
Okay.
Do you want to do the thing about how much it costs as well?
Yes, emails are free.
Yeah, thank you. Right, okay. So, now...
Text messages, on the other hand, just because the hour's almost run out. and we have to do that, don't we?
Oh, you have to do it once an hour.
Once an hour. Text messages cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, by the way, if you there's also a phone number. We should do that as well.
Let's ring. Just ring.
What is it?
It's 0344 499 1000 brackets national rate.
Yes, but if you've got it as part of your bundle...
My bundle.
Yes, that means it's free, of course, because it's a standard network rate.
It's just like calling your nan.
Yeah, except if you do get through to us, it won't be like your nan, because your nan's probably nice.
Yeah.
Whereas, of course, what happens is, when you dial that number, 03444991000, is you get through to Cass, who is the assistant producer, Asprod Cass, through the glass. And she is a miserable witch, so you will get through to... In fact, we haven't done it for a while, have we?
No, we haven't harassed Cass in ages.
No, so let's do that again, because it's one of my favourite features. So what happens now is, right, if you just call 03444991000, right, the phone in the phone thing out there, what do they call it? A phone. The phones will ring.
Phone box.
Yeah, that will ring out there, and Cass has to answer each call, because it's her job. And we won't. You don't have to come on the radio.
Yeah, you won't.
You'll simply be harassing Cass and wasting her time, and it really doesn't take much to wind her up and get her really angry and annoyed. I mean, you won't understand what she's saying to you, because she's northern, and no one does. But what you will get is the screeching noise of an increasingly angry witch bellowing at you down the telephone. We call it harass Cass. It just simply wastes her time. So someone, don't you dial it now, 0344 499 1000. That number again. It won't cost you anything if you've got a bolt-on bundle thing. 0344 499 1000. You get straight through to Asprodcast through the glass. And then what we'll do is we'll get Chloe, as ever, to switch the mics on, and we'll be able to hear Cass answering the telephones now. So 0344 499. There they go, all lighting up now. Look at that. 0344 499 1000. So Chloe, fade the thing up.
Good afternoon, Talk Radio.
There you go, look.
Yes, no, he's very funny, isn't he? Thank you very much. Bye. Good afternoon, Talk Radio.
Yeah, 03444991000.
There was really no need to be rude.
I like that people are now ringing up.
Good afternoon, Talk Radio.
Just giving your abuse back. Yeah. So I
No, I don't know what the people think. I can get my head around.
Give the number up out again.
Okay, thanks.
03444991000. 03444991000 to hashtag harass Cass. Harass Cass. 03444 499 1000. She's still doing it. She's still on the phone.
Good afternoon, Talk Radio.
There you go.
Yeah, could you just not call four times in a row, please?
is that you? What?
Good afternoon, Talk.
You do.
I'm gonna do. What the number?
0344.
Good afternoon, Talk Radio.
499 1000.
Yeah, no, I'm actually really busy.
I
really don't have the time.
Brilliant.
I literally don't care if you email anybody and tell them how rude I was. Stop calling.
0344 499 1000. Just ring her up.
Right. 0344.
She's not listening because she's on the headphones to the phone people.
Yeah. Oh my god!
She's not happy.
Calling Talk Radio.
Whose voice is that?
Oh, no, go on.
Your call will be answered shortly.
That's Victoria Bourne.
It's Victoria Bourne doing the voiceover.
Oh my god.
Oh, I've got you on hold. Go on, Cass will have to pick that up in a minute. It'll be you. Oh, here you go.
Good afternoon, Talk Radio.
Hello there. Can I just say I really like listening to the show and I think you're brilliant.
Con.
I think you're really good.
Con.
Ah, yep.
You know your name comes up.
On the screen.
You're an idiot. God.
She's hung up on me.
Anyway, harass Cass.
I'm never ringing Talk Radio again.
03444991000. Now then, the small. While you're doing that, we're going to do this. It's Headline Hijack. It's 2 o'clock. That means the news is on very shortly indeed. And It will contain a news lie, a made-up news lie by you. Thank you very much. Please do keep those coming in. They're to confuse the people who just basically tune in around about now, don't realise that we made the news up, and believe it to be true. That is how Headline Hijack works. That number to get involved, which you can, because you can get your made-up news story added to the list, 8722.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
That's Headline Hijack, which is on the way. We need a winner, though. Cornelius, who's got their made-up news story in there today?
It is Evan.
Evan?
Yeah,
and
Evan.
And where's Evan from?
Wimbledon.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well done, Evan. In Wimbledon, you have your made-up news story in the news. Next, it's Headline Hijack. After that, work experience punditry Ellie will be here reviewing this week's hipster nonsense. Also on the programme later, your chance to win some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. And the comedian Richard Gadd, he's the Edinburgh award-winning comedian, will be joining us as well this afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
That's Steve. He's supposed to be telling you about how to make delicious food for less with me, Miguel Barclay. Nice? It only costs £1 per portion.
£1?
£1.
Amazing.
Get 15 of my recipes exclusively inside Fabulous Magazine's 12-page special. Free inside The Sun on Sunday this weekend.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In January, we've got a 3-metre by 38mm dark granite laminate worktop for only £19.99 ex-VAT while stocks last. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
How long should you spend on an executive decision? Go with gut instinct? Or weigh the facts first? When choosing company cars, Honda suggests you give it 48 hours. Time to fully appreciate advanced features like magic seats, brakes that can detect a possible collision and automatically apply themselves, touch screens that know your business network and musical tastes, smart engines that keep CO2 emissions down even as they power past yet another petrol station. Search Honda Corporate to book your 48-hour test drive and start your decision-making. Terms and conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
And just after 2 o'clock, good afternoon, good Wednesday afternoon. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, calls to stop bargain basement Brexit. Brits told to leave the Gambia and Buble pulls out of the Brits.
Talk Radio.
The President of the European Commission says Brexit talks will be very, very difficult. Jean-Claude Juncker says he spoke to Theresa May after she outlined her plans on leaving the EU yesterday. He says he told her negotiators weren't in a hostile mood towards Britain. Meanwhile, Jeremy Corbyn has attacked Mrs. May's plans during Prime Minister's questions.
Can I urge her to stop her threat of a bargain basement Brexit? A low-pay tax haven on the shores of Europe. It won't necessarily damage the EU, but it would certainly damage this country.
Thousands of people from the UK are going to be flown home from the Gambia due to growing political unrest. Thomas Cook is taking the action as it's feared the main international airport could be shut at short notice. The Foreign Office is warning against all non-essential travel there. Lauren is on holiday.
We haven't really received any advice other than that flights have been cancelled in order to remove all package holiday makers. They can't give us any information on when we'll be flown out at the moment, so we don't really know what's happening.
Police say a woman's body has been found hidden in a suitcase in Leicester. A 50-year-old man has been questioned on suspicion of murder. It's taken 18 days, but the first freight train service from China has arrived in the UK. 34 containers travelled almost 7,500 miles from the east of the country to Barking. It's hoped it'll make it'll boost trade as it's cheaper than going by air and faster than shipping. And it's reported Michael Bublé is pulled out of hosting next month's Brit Awards because his son has cancer. The singer and his wife announced in November that they were going to focus on caring for three-year-old Noah.
What? Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you just strolled in, you know, well, casually.
I popped out.
Mm-hmm.
And I popped in again.
Yep.
A lot of requests for Mineral News, by the way.
When you say lots, do you mean one?
Yeah. But there's also a request for urinal news. I don't know why that is.
Urinal news?
Yeah.
Just urinals or urine in general?
Jeff is specific when he says urinal.
Oh. Okay.
Well, I don't know why he wants to know that, but that's what he said. Anyway, but it's mineral news in half an hour, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we look forward to that.
I don't.
No, but the nation awaits. Did you do the weather?
No.
Oh.
We haven't even done the jingle.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Yes, we have, just then.
No, I said it before that played out, so I was factually accurate.
First time.
That's not true.
Okay. Here's the weather with Victoria. She's got the weather. She's called Victoria. She's got the weather. She's called Victoria.
Thanks, John. Rather cloudy and mostly dry. Brighter in the southeast. Highs of 9 degrees in Edinburgh, but just 3 in Brighton.
Thank you very much indeed. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says there's nothing wrong with his side's approach to games when they play lower league clubs. They head to fourth tier Plymouth for an FA Cup third round replay later, with the winner hosting Wolves next. An inexperienced side can only manage a goalless draw in the original match, but Klopp has no complaints about his side's mentality when they face teams from divisions below them.
We have to do the job. I'm not in doubt about attitude, I'm not in doubt about motivation, so it's doing the right things in the right moment. From my point of view, they deserve a lot of credit because of all the things they did until now in games like this, so let's do it again.
Elsewhere this evening, Newcastle host Birmingham, with the winner facing a trip to Sky Bet League One Oxford. Southampton host Norwich. Finally, Andy Murray joins Dan Evans in the third round of the Australian Open tennis. The world number one eased past Russia's Andrei Rublev in straight sets in Melbourne. Earlier, Evans produced one of the biggest wins of his career, coming from behind to defeat seventh seed Marin Cilic. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, could traffic become a thing of the past in the UK? The Highways Agency is reportedly drawing up plans to make all the motorways in the country multi-storey. This will eliminate queues after an accident, as people will be able to transfer to a different level and then continue with their journey.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria. There, she had the news. That was Ben as well with the pre-recorded sport. Work experience punditry coming very shortly.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So, don't forget this afternoon, we bring you the gift of meat. It's a budget issue, but we do have meat to give away. You can choose from chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg. We do give that away as well, because we're not racist. And it could be yours. One of those could be yours in a game of dead or alive. If you would like to play, there's a list of things that are either dead or they're alive. All you have to do is work out which is which. That's basically it. You can get in touch now, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Are you all right there?
Felt like a character from Harry Potter there, like one who gives a warning.
Harry Potter must not return to Hogwarts.
Well, did that person choke to death as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to try that again?
Yeah.
8722.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
No.
Started then, it was the word talk.
Oh, never mind, it doesn't make
matter. Terrible, it's going terribly.
I have no idea what you're talking about. So, Cornelius there choking to death, but what he meant to say was, if you text 8722 and start your message with the word talk, then you could be playing a game of Dead or Alive later. That's how you sort of tell us that you want to play Dead or Alive.
I couldn't have been more clearer.
No. Anyway, President Obama. Now, as you know, the President of the Gambia is not shifting. He has lost his vote. Last week, the new president of Gambia was elected. Now, the current sitting one has decided that that's not good enough, so he's staying where he is. And that has now led to an emergency, state of emergency being declared. The British Foreign Office are warning people not to travel to the Gambia. Thomas Cook are flying in repatriation flights. People are, holidaymakers are being emergency flid home. Is that the past tense? I don't know. But President Obama should maybe be thinking, oh, it's a good idea. I'll just stay where I am. Just sit here, stay where I am, And maybe Trump can't get in because literally Obama refuses to get out of the chair in the Oval Office. It could be a new world blueprint. We don't know. But before Obama has gone, of course, he has, and this is also in today's news, he's commuted the sentence of Bradley Manning. You know, the remember the whole WikiLeaks, the leaks, and the army officer who was accused of leaking this information. Was put in prison. Anyway, the sentence has been commuted. That is traditional when a president leaves office, they will pardon people, commute sentences.
Chelsea Manning,
now
we should
it is,
say.
Yes, yeah, now yeah. It is, but Bradley at the time, mm-hmm. Yes. Who would you pardon and why? That's going to be today's text in, by the way. Should you be given presidential power, who would you pardon and why? Personally, I'd never mind Bradley Manning, I'd pardon Bernard Manning due to a typo. Mm-hmm. You?
I would pardon myself if I burped.
That's very polite as well. Straight away, there you go. This is coming from Paul. I'd pardon Justin Bieber for his driving offences as he keeps my daughter quiet when we're in the car.
Fair play, yeah.
All right. Who would you pardon and why? Let us know if you were presidential. Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Let's go hipster. Is our work experience pundit for today. She's back with it. She's back. So this is work experience punditry, of course, for those that don't know. We get our work experiences that we have. We put them... Yeah, they don't just have to hang around the kettle. They don't have to hang around the photocopier. They also get to hang around a microphone and do actual proper broadcasting. That's what we tell them anyway. We tell them it's an opportunity and an experience, really. It's because we don't have to pay them. Ellie, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, you?
I'm very well.
Nice to see you.
It's lovely to see you too.
Is that a lie?
No, I feel like the audience don't get to hear. They just get to hear. They don't get to see. But it's lovely to see you.
Okay, fine.
I can vouch for that.
All right. Well, thank you. How kind. What a lovely thing to say. All right. So you've got hipster nonsense, which I know is everybody's least favourite, but there we are. This is the sort of stuff, let's remind ourselves, that pops up, isn't it? This is just that sort of temporary pop-up crap that's often a cafe. Or a beard with some cereal in it, something like that.
It's all food related today.
It's nearly always.
It is. Although I do feel like there's nothing hipsters love more than the past, and you can now apply for Crystal Maze. You can apply to go on the Crystal Maze now.
You can.
So that's good.
Yeah.
So that's like the non food related thing, but most of the stuff is food related.
Go on then.
Sushi burritos.
Yeah. Now, is she the lead singer of the Banshees? Is that her?
That's Susie Sue.
Oh, yeah. Not Susie and the Burrito.
Okay. Although, good name for a band.
Thank you.
Good name for a band. Yeah, so apparently burritos and sushi separately weren't edgy enough. So now, like, there's a place a couple of years ago called High Street Kitchen, like, spelt like H-A-I.
Oh, God.
Yeah, because Asian cuisine, why not?
Yeah.
It's closed now, but they were the first people to bring a sushi burrito to London.
Right.
And, like, basically, yeah, it's like they've taken... They're like, oh, yeah, Mexican food, that's nice.
Yeah.
Let's just put raw fish in it. And that's, like, we're officially allowed to dislike that, because apparently...
A raw officially,
we're allowed to dislike this trend because apparently sushi's like destroying the planet or something. I don't know.
I want to know what's the balance between burrito and sushi? Like, how far does it look like a burrito or a piece of sushi?
No, it's basically a giant sushi wrap. So, like, instead of having like coriander rice, you've got that like sticky rice that they like roll up in seaweed, although I think it's like a tortilla wrap.
Yeah, it is a tortilla wrap. It's not like a fish wrap, because some sushi is or you get that black stuff,
seaweed.
Racist.
It's not. Is that seaweed on the sushi?
Yeah, it's like,
why isn't it green then?
Because it's like wet.
Well, this is fascinating. But look, what I'm wondering is that is that all we have to do again to come up with a hipster thing? So you take a foodstuff that doesn't go with another foodstuff, possibly from another continent,
yeah,
and mix them together, and therefore, I mean, so okay, so you go, all right, so we've got Japanese, Japanese raw fish, and you've got Mexican burrito, and you just go, okay, put them together. There we go.
Yeah.
So
you could, basically,
you could sort of go noodle and chips or something.
That's very carb heavy.
Well, no, they're doing this already. They're getting like all kinds of vegetables and just making them really, really thin and then calling them noodles.
Oh, yeah, they're spiralizing them. Yeah, aren't they? Like boodles.
What's a boodle?
Butternut squash noodles. Oh. It's just butternut squash. Spiralized.
You could call them squoodles. That's so much better.
You could, yeah.
Oh, I prefer squoodles.
Why don't they? See, can you spiralize anything? Could you spiralize a sushi burrito? Because you push that into a spiralizer.
No, that.
I mean, technically you could, but it goes against a lot of like ethical laws, I think.
What, spiralizing?
Yeah.
The spiralizer really is the food version of the soda stream. So think of it like that, where you can put anything in a soda stream,
yeah,
but it's not going to be good.
No.
Yeah, that's exactly Donald it. It's Trump, the 21st century.
Donald Trump apparently puts urine in a soda stream. That's what I heard. Prostitute to wee in a soda stream. Paid them to do it. So all right, so food. So continental food. Give me a food stuff from another country.
Was it Barack Obama's favourite soda stream?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, he got them to wee in it. But after he'd used it, so it's irrelevant. Go on. Food stuff from a continent.
Crab.
Crab.
Okay.
Now give me food stuff from a different continent.
Crabs are on all sorts of continents.
I know, Cornelius has picked a bad one there.
Yeah. Australian barbecues. Well, that doesn't work.
That doesn't work, does it?
Let's try again.
Perhaps it's harder than we thought. Perhaps they have come up with the old... Because I thought it was as simple as lobbing two things together that don't go. But perhaps it is harder.
But it has to be two different dishes.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Crab is not a dish.
Pizza. Italian pizza.
Yeah, good.
Europe pizza.
Yeah.
Go.
Kebabs.
Kebab pizza.
That sounds delicious.
It does, actually.
I bet that's already a thing.
Probably.
Pizza with meat
on it.
Spiralise it.
Spiralise it. Yeah. Well, doner kebabs are basically spiralised, aren't they?
Yes. So it all comes together.
Yeah.
Anyway, what we've learned from this is that hipsters are idiots.
They are.
Hold the thought, Ellie, though, because we have to take traffic and travel.
Okay.
Okay. What? Just tease us, though, as to where we might be going next.
We're going underground.
Are we?
And we're going to Notting Hill.
Right then, more hipster nonsense spiralising out of your radio in the next bit of the programme. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. Sheila Fogarty's not doing this. On LBC, she's not. In the afternoon's Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com/branches today to find your local office.
At Jet2.com, we offer you great flight times, a generous 22 kilograms baggage allowance, no credit card fees, and prices as low as £42. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor, and we're the UK's only airline awarded Rich Recommended Provider. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
Divorce. It affects every part of your life. You, your family, your home, your finances. And if you're a man facing divorce, perhaps even one you don't want, the situation becomes even more complicated. It's at times like these that you need a professional you can trust. Cordell & Cordell is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 60 60 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk, office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
just north of Jarrow in Newcastle upon Tyne. The northbound A19 is still down to one lane after an accident involving a lorry as you move between the Tyne Tunnel and the Howden roundabout, but it has partially opened. Cheshire's westbound M62, two lanes remain closed for accident investigation. Junctions 8 to 7 near Rainhill Stoops following an accident there. Very slow moving on the approach. A breakdown on the M6 North causing delays around junction 10 for Wolverhampton. Queues back to the M5 and Lincolnshire's A16 through Spalding is currently closed both ways because of an accident. I'm Gerina Adams.
For me, it's the perfect winter warmer. You can keep your hot water bottles, your Lecky blankets, your three-bar heaters and your woolly jumpers. Stuff them. There's no better hug than from a warm, comforting bowl of delicious, creamy tomato soup. Warming you right through from the inside out. I love it. And it has to be served piping hot, and it has to be served with fresh white toast. Lush. So get lost, Jack Frost. Oh, and the soup. It has to be Heinz.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
And here it is. Have you got a pen or pencil and a piece of paper? I'm going to give you the recipe for a perfect Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. A portion of politics, a cup full of current affairs, and a caster sugar bowl full of showbiz. All that and music news, and we are spoiling you each and every breakfast. Mmm, there's a mouthful.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss.
If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons, hello. Yes, it is Talk Radio, and we are, of course, discussing hipster nonsense. Before that, some of your reactions have been coming in. You can react to Talk Radio. Of course, we are home of reaction. You can send it. You can email a reaction if you want. You can text a reaction. You can tweet a reaction. You can attach a reaction to a pigeon's leg and send it hither. Or daub a reaction on the outside of the building. We're in Hatfields in London. Cornelius, what was daubed this morning by some...
Lots daubed, John, on the walls. John, I'm so annoyed that EE have been fined by Ofcom. Anyone who sends a complaint to them is just a humourless grass. John, I couldn't get into work today as I've been snowflaked in. I'm a millennial who thinks that work and free money should just come to me because of Instagram or something like that. That's coming from some Romania.
Thank you very much. Much indeed. 22 minutes past two then, okay. Is still with us. She is our work experience today. She's doing work experience punditry. We're talking about hipster nonsense. Already we have spoke of sushi burrito pop-up restaurants.
I don't even want to hear it again.
Two foodstuffs that shouldn't go together, put together in the name of all that is hip.
Grim.
Dog ice cream. I was just thinking of that.
Dog...
Yeah.
Who eats... Oh, okay. Right.
I bet there's a dog ice cream cafe opening now in Shoreditch. I bet there is. I bet there is. So where are we going next, Ellie?
So we're going underground to a supper club called the Underground Supper Club.
Oh, I thought it was you were going to say it just served jam.
I mean, probably for £60 a pop, I hope that they're serving more than jam. Right, jam on toast.
What do we get? What do we get?
You get 60 quid gets you a 4-course meal and some champers. On a decommissioned Victoria Line tube carriage.
Right, okay.
Yeah, that's but basically they're like, you get to eat what we tell you and you're going to be on a tube. And then you're going to use the tube to get there and then you're going to use the tube to get back and it's all going to be very, very special.
Okay, so is this an old tube train that's been shunted into some sort of underground siding?
Yeah.
And you can only get to it on a tube train, you can't...
Well, I imagine that's how most people get about in this city.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't... It's not at an existing... You don't just walk down some stairs and go through a door at Victoria Station.
They've like bought a carriage of like an old train and then they're like, do you know what? We should serve food on this.
Yeah.
But it's stationary. I feel like I should point that out. Like, you don't go anywhere except on a gastronomical adventure, obviously.
Obviously. I suppose it would be... It's an interesting idea in terms of... Not that it's stationary, but perhaps you know, travelling round and round. I mean, this is a little bit London-centric, I realise, but people get the experience of travelling round and round the Circle Line or something on the London Underground. But if
yeah.
it was a dining experience, like trains have a dining car, like the
yeah.
like the Orient Express.
Yeah.
So if there were that equivalent of a tube train, but it was like the Orient Express,
that would be better.
You could just get on it, because sleeper carriages and everything.
I've been on a dining carriage before.
Have you?
Yeah, in America, it was not good.
What was wrong with it?
I mean, it was like plain food, but we were going slower. Was the only difference.
Right. Well sold. I mean, we're all going to go for that now. Yeah.
But this is stationary, so I assume it would be better.
Okay. So what do you get then? Four courses? Do we
Four
know what?
Four courses. No, it's like a surprise, like when you go. So it's like on a running like I think three nights between now and May. Right. And then it's like the whole thing is just, it's very fancy, but it was on the tube, which I think, like, if you're going to do like a train dining car experience, like at least do it on like a nice train, not like an old Victoria Line carriage.
Do you think they've revamped it, or is it just like still full of chewing gum and the smell of someone who's just sat on it for too long?
Well, like, they've moved the seats so like that they're face, so that they're like on tables rather than just like in a line.
Yeah.
But and like they've got tables in there, but it's, I mean, they've kept the upholstery and the poles and stuff. So.
Yeah, which is what people want if you're a sort of train geek.
Which
then,
I am.
Are you?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, all right, but you don't seem to approve. You see, I thought you would approve then. If you're a train geek, that's a sort of...
Well, it's a bit zhuzhy.
Is it a bit what?
A bit zhuzhy.
What does that mean?
Like, kind of a bit, like, up its own nose.
By that, do you mean arse?
Yes.
Okay. Well, all right, but so you wouldn't. I mean, if someone said to you, hey, Ellie, I heard you on the radio the other day doing that hipster nonsense. Do you want to go on a date or something? Then they took you to the train car. Would you be pleased about that or not pleased about that?
It depends on whether or not they were paying.
Assume they are.
Yeah, do it.
You're so shallow.
I know, yeah. I know. Well, I'm very poor.
Fair enough. What have we got next?
Because you don't pay me.
That's right. That's why you're here. It's not because you're any good, it's because you're free. Where are you going next?
Notting Hill, behind the Little Yellow Door. They are also doing a supper club, but it's not on a tube. It's in a flat. Mm. So basically the concept is that they're... You know how like all millennials have to like be part of flat shares, and like we're like a globalized city or whatever. So they do that, and it's like five flatmates of different ethnic backgrounds,
yes,
all like bringing their like ideas to the table. So like they do 40 people every Friday night.
That's a big flat.
Yeah, I know, right? But it's Notting Hill.
Oh, so I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, they get 40 people and they, like, have a resident chef who's from whichever, like, ethnic thing they've decided they're going to do. I think it was France and now it's somewhere else.
Yes.
And they have, like, a supper club that's, like, oh, like you're going to a dinner party at your mate's house.
Right, so, I mean, it's a kind of... Almost an obvious idea, but
yeah.
I suppose if no one had done that... Because it's not a restaurant, it's a flat.
Yeah.
And it's a dinner party experience... With strangers.
Yeah, but like 40 strangers.
Yeah.
So like you take your friends and then like you meet other people. I quite fancy doing it.
Do you?
Yeah, but in a bit like... But the thing that I saw on their website was that in the summer, I don't know if they're still doing it, you can get a midweek menu deal for £20 called the Emoji Menu.
Oh, Christ. So what are they? What? How does that work? They baked things in the shape of an emoji, or do you have to just rate it afterwards? Of course you do. Of course you have to rate it afterwards. That's what you do now, isn't it? You can't just do a thing. You've got to rate it. You've got to, oh, do you like it? Do you like it? Yeah, rate it. Oh, shut up.
Although, if you do listen to our podcast, then feel free to rate it.
Oh, yeah, do rate that quite highly. Yeah, that really helps. Thanks.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's the emoji-themed thing?
So, basically, like, it's just a set kind of... You get to choose from their, like, new emoji menu, and I assume that it's just, like, they have, like, the crying emoji. Hopefully they don't have the poo emoji, because that would be, like, no one wants
or the aubergine
that.
One.
The aubergine
that,
one.
You know what that means.
They probably have the really... They probably have a sushi burrito one. They probably have a little sushi... they go for the food section of the emoji bit...
But does the food reflect the state of, an emotion or whatever? Is that how that works?
I'd hope so.
So a crying one would be what? I mean, what food would make you cry?
Onions. Salty. If salty broth...
Salty broth.
Salty onion broth.
All right,
there we go.
There you go. That's a crying emoji. That's What's a happy emoji for you, Ellie?
It's something that's like bright yellow. Mustard.
Mustard. Mustard. Good, good. We still haven't started our mustard pop-up, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't tell you, did I?
What?
In Norwich, there's a mustard shop.
It's not called what I think it's called.
No.
No.
It's just called the mustard shop.
Well, mine's better then, isn't it? Because mine's called Inglorious Mustards.
Well, I'm just saying it's been done.
No, mine's not a shop.
Was it done by Alan Partridge? As in Norwich?
This isn't a shop. Ours is a mustard restaurant.
That's true.
A mestrant.
I think I might have seen a mustard restaurant on the same day as well, the Mustard Cafe in Norwich.
Well, that's a stupid name for it as well, isn't it?
They should mustard up some better names.
I thought we renamed it to Mustard and Custards,
no,
so we could get two courses out of it.
No, that's next door. That links through, like EV.
don't just name a local pub to this radio station. We're on the radio, John. You can't just say, like EV.
It's a pub around the corner. It's got different sections, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's got a bar, it's got a kitchen and a restaurant, and it all links through.
Yeah, well, do explain that next time.
Don't just go, like EV.
Like an iPad service, like at the Thirsty Bear. No one goes, what?
One of them is mustard, and next door is custard, Inglorious Custards, right?
Inglorious
Custards. You have your mustard course, then you have your custard course.
So maybe if you just had like a mustard custard, because it would be bright yellow, that would make me feel happy.
Would it?
Could be the happy emoji one.
Good, and I'm glad you brought it back round to what we're actually talking about. Ellie's the most professional one here, everybody. Well done, Ellie. Thank you very much indeed for your contribution, as ever. Ellie there with a week's worth of hipster nonsense. Right, in the next half an hour of the programme today, then, there will be, things include the comedian Richard Gadd. He won the Edinburgh Comedy Award last year, and he'll be joining us to talk about his show that he's doing. It's a PR thing. Bit of PR dressed up as interview again, isn't it? We'll also be... what was that weird noise there? That was odd, wasn't it?
Cornelius.
Did you hear that? Big debate at 3 o'clock. Diversity pay-per-view with Kyle as well, and your chance to win some meat later on in a game of Dead or Alive. You're listening to Talk Radio. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
The government will find out if it's won its Brexit legal battle on Tuesday. The Supreme Court judges will reveal whether they've decided to uphold a High Court ruling that MPs must vote on the official process of leaving the European Union before it can start. Meanwhile, during Prime Minister's questions, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn accused Theresa May of planning a bargain basement Brexit before she hit back.
What I set out yesterday was a plan for a global Britain bringing prosperity to this country and jobs to people and spreading economic growth across the country. I've got a plan. He doesn't have a clue.
Thousands of holidaymakers are being flown out of the Gambia because of warnings the president could be forced out by the West African country's military. Despite losing an election, Yahya Jammeh's term has been extended by 3 months. The UK-wide investigation into historical child sex abuse in football has now identified more than 500 victims. Operation Hydrant believes there could be almost 200 suspects from amateur level up to the Premier League. 3 strong earthquakes have been felt in central Italy, including Rome, in the space of an hour. The strongest had a magnitude of 5.7, but there have been no reports of damage or any injuries so far. And after 8 years, the reality show Wife Swap is being brought back for a Brexit-themed special. The one-off will see families with opposing views in the EU debate trading places for a week. The weather rather cloudy and mostly dry, brighter in the southeast with highs of 9 degrees in Edinburgh, but just 3 in Brighton. There's
more in
half an
hour.
Or 26 minutes.
Or?
26 minutes.
Or now.
Oh, yeah.
It's 2:30. It's a dentist's favourite time.
Why?
2:30.
Surely they want teeth to be fine and not hurt.
Dentists?
Yeah.
No, because otherwise they wouldn't get any money.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. I'll give you that.
Right. So, it's time for Victoria's bonus news. Now, just ahead of it, and I know we're all on the edge of our seats, but let me explain, in case you don't know what it is. Victoria's bulletins are shorter. They used to be 3 minutes long, they're now 2 minutes long. That, of course, frees up some time, which she has to fill because she gets paid the same, with bonus news. And today we bring you...
Mineral News.
OK, Okay, so a Russian company has reportedly made limited edition coins celebrating Donald Trump's inauguration as US president. They're apparently minted in silver and gold and feature his face with the slogan, "In Trump we trust." I hope this is real, but it could be fake news.
Well, given Donald Trump's penchant for everything that's fake news, or so he says,
yeah,
it would be a delicious irony if indeed it was.
Mm. Is it true he paid those prostitutes in those coins?
Yes.
No, these coins did not exist, and he claims the prostitute situation didn't happen.
He put the...
He called that fake news!
He put the coins with his face on.
Into them? Were they coin-operated?
Not into them, no.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
No. No.
Thought they might have a slot on their back.
No! Stop now. No.
Moving on, the Curiosity rover has spotted a peculiar rock on Mars that could be a rare iron nickel meteorite. If confirmed, it would be the third Curiosity has discovered since it began its mission more than 4 years ago.
The third what?
Meteorite.
Oh.
And the jeweller, which made the ring made famous by Princess Diana, which is now worn by the Duchess of Cambridge, says he's seen a big increase in requests from foreign buyers. The MD of Garrard says it's down to the spending power of middle classes in Russia and China. But the company says none are exact replicas of the platinum ring, which has blue sapphire surrounded by white diamonds. And if you're wondering, a small version will set you back £5,000.
Yeah, it wasn't too painful, was it? Mineral News. I mean, you don't look like you enjoyed it.
I didn't.
You look like you've got a face like a smacked face.
That's not very nice.
Well, I'm just saying you didn't...
I didn't comment about your face.
What's wrong with my face?
Mineral News.
So, that was Victoria's Mineral News. Tomorrow we're back...
Mineral News.
Animal News tomorrow. Now, that was mineral news.
It was.
Mineral
it happened,
news.
Everyone. It happened.
You don't like mineral news, do you?
No. It's but dull.
How would we keep up to date with what's happening in the mineral news?
Mineral news.
I mean, I like what Chloe's doing here. She's jazzing it up a bit. Well, if people love it so much...
Why don't they put a ring on it?
Well...
A diamond ring.
Or a platinum ring, or a gold ring, or a silver ring, or a diamond ring.
Mineral news. mineral news.
Or maybe I could get a remix of mineral news.
There it was.
That might make it better.
There it was. Mineral news.
Mineral news.
Donald Trump, by the way, I've just checked. I've been Googling it, and he didn't pay the women in those coins, the prostitutes at all. No.
There's only 45 of those coins in existence.
Yes, but that's enough to cover a mattress. So he just lay them...
He claims that didn't happen.
It did. It did happen. His
but he denies it.
Yeah, he's wrong. His face, his face up... On the mattress. No, what he did, apparently... No, just Googled again.
Okay.
What he did, he sellotaped the coins with his own face on, onto his own face.
John, yeah. I think it's really weird the fact that you keep Googling what allegedly happened with the prostitutes. Are you enjoying that a bit too much?
No.
It sounds like it might be, though.
It's just called journalism.
It's journalism.
It's called journalism.
Mm-hmm. But I was thinking maybe he was getting a bit too much pleasure from his so-called journalism.
No, or as Donald Trump would call it, germalism, because he doesn't...
He claims he's a germaphobe.
He's a germaphobe.
And it didn't happen.
He hates Germans.
He does. He doesn't like them. Well, he doesn't like Angela Merkel, does he?
No, and that's what, she's German.
Yeah, so he is a germaphobe. That's what he is. He doesn't like it. Every time he...
I think he was referring to, like, bacteria and...
Yeah, that's what he calls it.
Yeah, it's
yeah. Every
racist.
Time he,
it's xenophobic.
Because when he shakes hands with her at a G8 summit or something like that, he's going to be like Robbie Williams.
Yeah.
He's going to just rub antibacterial stuff.
Apparently he does do that.
Into his hands.
Apparently at his rallies and stuff, he has loads of hand sanitizer available.
There you go. That's why I'm not. That's why it's true about the prostitutes, because, you know, it's. He said, "Oh no, I wouldn't do that. I'm a germaphobe." But he would do that. But he didn't just sanitise his hands afterwards. I'm suggesting.
He claims it didn't happen.
He claims it didn't happen. Legally, I say that too. If in doubt. Anyway, so thank you, Victoria, for the mineral news.
You're not welcome.
Okay. Oh. In the next bit of the programme, then, we'll be talking to the comedian Richard Gadd. He won the Edinburgh Comedy Award last year with his show. He's bringing something in here to flog, I imagine, some show he's doing or something. Anyway, it's a PR thing dressed up as an interview, and we'll be doing it next on Talk Radio.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Former Cabinet Minister, keen Brexiteer, Leave campaigner Michael Gove joins us now. Good afternoon to you, Michael.
Hi, good afternoon, Julia. I think it's important that we recognise that there's a dark side to the Trump character. However, we've got to deal with him, I think, in a businesslike way. He's a deal maker. You don't have to like him, but let's do business. And I think a good relationship between the President of the United States and the Prime Minister of Britain is a good thing.
Michael Gove, pleasure to speak to you, sir.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
That's Steve. He's supposed to be telling you about how to make delicious food for less with me, Miguel Barclay. Nice? It only costs £1 per portion.
£1?
£1.
Amazing.
Get 15 of my recipes exclusively inside Fabulous Magazine's 12-page special. Free inside the Sun on Sunday this weekend.
If you're in the trade, you're probably no stranger to your local Screwfix store. Well, next time you're in, make sure you get your copy of the new Screwfix catalogue. It's got over 15,000 trade products, and best of all, it's free. The new Screwfix catalogue. Get yours free in-store today. Those in the know, know Screwfix.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
It's not like us to show off here at Dacia. We prefer to be, you know, understated. But we thought you'd like to know that the new Dacia Sandero has won the 2017 What Car Best Small Car for under £12,000. That's 5 years in a row. Yes, sirree, Bob, the big one. 5 times in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One after t'other. Line them up, shoot them down.
Ah, that felt good. The Dacia Sandero range from 5995. Dacia, you do the maths. Available at participating dealers only.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Tyne and Wear, there's northbound delays on the A19 as you come out of the Tyne Tunnel and head towards the Howden roundabout. It's after an accident, one lane still closed. 2 lanes are still out on Cheshire's westbound M62 near Rainhill Stoops between junctions 7 and 8. That's after earlier problems. There's reports that London Road, the A57 in Liverpool, is closed because of a police incident at Moss Street. You're still queuing on the M6 in the West Midlands after a breakdown near to junction 10. And in Lincolnshire, both sides of the A16 around Spalding are closed after an accident. That's near the A152. I'm Jarena Adams.
I'm always wondering what counts as one of your five a day. I thought red wine might, because it's got grapes in it, but sadly not. Then I discovered something red that does count. Heinz tomato soup. One bowl counts as one of your five a day. How could I not have known that? Now I've got something to look forward to, because curled up on the sofa, what's going to warm you through? A stick of celery or a bowl of tomato soup? Exactly. And of course, it has to be Heinz.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions.
Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Indeed. And very shortly now, we'll be talking to the comedian Richard Gadd, who joins us to flog something or other. Flogging it on the radio. There. That'll be happening, but ahead of that, of course, let's very much glance through the news. Now, you've heard about Gambia, of course. Now, there are 2,500 flight-only holidaymakers in the Gambia who are going to start returning to Britain on special flights. The first one, I think, is due to take off in around half an hour's time from the Gambia. This is, of course, after Yahya Jammeh has seized power in the country in 1994, refusing to give the power up to the newly elected president, who, of course, used to be a security guard in Argos in London, the new president of the Gambia. That is a fact. Theresa May has been defending her Brexit decisions. Jeremy Corbyn called her the irony lady, of course. What?
Is that true?
Yes.
He used to be a security guard in Argos?
Yes, the new president of the Gambia.
And then he went to be the president of Gambia?
Yes.
But the other guy won't do
yes.
it?
Yes. It's wow. a job swap. The other guy does not want to stand in Argos.
It's a job
just wiping stuff off the laminated pages of the catalogue.
Mm.
Where children have gone and just messed about with it. And giving out those little blue pens. This still do
That's
that?
Quite a leap, isn't it?
Yeah.
Was he from Gambia? Or did he... The Gambia? Or the, did he just Gambia. Choose it?
Yeah. All countries, by the way, should have "the" on the front. It's only, but only the Gambia recognises it officially. But other countries, other countries, the France, the Germany,
the Finland,
yes,
the South Africa,
yeah, the Gambia,
the United States of America,
yeah. The Britain. Anyway, so what I'm getting at is that the news is quite complicated.
I can't get my head around it.
That's all right because we're here to help, aren't we? We had help because what we do is take the big stories and we analyse them through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Gambian president says he won't step down. Wish Obama did that.
Good afternoon. You are listening to what can only be described as talk radio, and probably with your ears. I'm John Holmes, and I promised you guest action. I bring you more guest action. That's right. It's another PR cell dressed up as an interview. Hello. Hello, Richard Gadd.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your honesty. It's refreshing. Yeah,
I don't think for one moment people listening are fooled. So I always like to just sort of lay it out for them.
Absolutely.
They know how this stuff works.
Absolutely.
They're not idiots.
Yeah, ultimate transparency always works.
Always.
Yeah, for sure.
Lay it out. Because you always hear that. You must have done hundreds and hundreds of interviews where I'm not saying it's fake. I'm not saying that. But you know what I mean? It's a little
absolutely.
Bit...
Absolutely. Contrived.
It is.
Contrived.
It's a little bit... So, look who's popped by.
Yeah,
it's like, you're not having any of that. You've been booked in. Here you are.
Exactly.
You know, you've got a thing to flog. Yeah. We're happy to be the conduit. That's
absolutely.
How it is.
Absolutely.
Quid pro quo, you come in and flog your thing, we fill 15 minutes.
Yeah,
you know, that's
brilliant.
How it works.
Yeah, yeah, it's perfect. It's almost as if the doorbell rings and people just sort of walk in and then, they're in the studio.
Exactly.
What are the chances? But yeah, absolutely. No, I appreciate that.
Awesome. So let's get it out of the way early doors.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
What is it you're flogging, Richard Gadd?
I'm flogging my Soho Theatre show. It's called Monkey See, Monkey Do. It's on until February the 4th. 7:30 p.m. and then it goes on a nationwide tour between the dates of February the 16th and March 24th.
Right, and where would we find those dates, Richard? On some sort of website, is it?
Yeah, you can find it. Yeah, you can find those dates. You can find those dates on the Show and Tell. They organise my tour on the Show and Tell website. I should really set up my own website.
I've got a website, but I haven't updated it for about 3 years,
really?
And now it just looks embarrassing.
So what's on it now?
Well, it's literally a sort of, there's not much on there because I'm minimised.
Right,
what there is, there's a sort of large front cover of my book that's out. That's right. I'm plugging
nice.
Me now in your interview.
Nice.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
It's called A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man. It's available on Amazon. and then you can click on a little biog comes up. But the biog predates, certainly, when I started on talk radio. I mean, it's like two jobs ago.
It just sort of says
I still do the XFM breakfast show, which I don't.
Okay,
so
right,
it's just. But here's the thing. I've forgotten the password, don't know how to change it, and the guy who sort of set it up for me, I've lost his email. So I don't really know what to do.
You get one of those anonymous crackers, can you? Once to go into the website, sort of crack it all down and rebuild it.
And rebuild it for you. So basically, I need a new website, is what I'm saying. So if anyone listening, I don't know, you need a website, I need a website, we'll do them a deal.
Yeah, exactly. Two for one or something. Yeah.
Anyway, so look, Monkey See, Monkey Do then. Now, this is your... Because what I'm going to say thrust you to note Is that fair? Was Waiting for Gaddo, which was your, kind of the first. Was that your first album?
No, it was my third
album. Third album.
But it was, I would say it was the one which sort of broke me through into a sort of, this is going to sound pretentious, but a sort of mainstream knowledge. Or it put me in the mainstream, shall we say. So that was my first show that I would say I broke through on, inverted commas.
Yeah.
And then this was the one that perhaps properly broke through.
Yeah. Well, before we talk about Monkey See, Monkey Do, I just want to talk about Waiting for Gaddo, because I've not seen it,
which
is remiss of me, but...
Oh, no worries.
I'm just being honest. but there we are. But I know about it, and I know people have seen it, and I, for those that don't know, kind of explain what happened, because it's completely... Well, you won awards, like innovative theatre awards for this, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, yeah.
So explain what happened.
Basically, it was called Waiting for Gaddo. It was me, Richard Gadd. I was late for my own show. I was only actually in 5 minutes of the show. I came in 5 minutes from the end. My progress to the venue was filmed on a projector screen. So all the while in the actual live show, you can see me trying to get to the venue and getting, you know, arrested by police and, you know, hitchhiking and all these kinds of things, all of which end in disaster. Meanwhile, my techie does the show for me, and then he's useless and nervous, and he sort of fills in while I get there, and it's sort of like a less commercial the play that goes wrong.
They stole it from you.
They stole it from me, and that's what I'll say. That's what I'll say on the press releases. But I was very proud of that show, and it was again, you can never tell what's. I went up to Edinburgh thinking, oh god, it could be terrible, you know. But you never know what's going to be a success and what's going to be a hit. But yeah, I was very proud of that show. And then
along comes the difficult fourth one.
Yeah, the difficult fourth album. Yeah. And I suppose that the mistakes I learned from Waiting for Gaddo was that it was quite distanced from the audience, in the sense that it was sort of like a fourth wall play. You know, you don't really get to know any of the characters, don't really get to know me. And I suppose a lot of the criticisms that were levied at the show was that it's sort of purely funny and not really, don't have a fundamental human connection.
But that's sort of all right, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's all right.
If someone's a critic has to find something to criticise.
Exactly.
So they're going to pick on something. Whereas if it's working for an audience and because it's new and everything else,
absolutely.
But of course, you do address this now in your next.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think they would always say that whereas it's funny, it's sort of emotionally cold, and I never felt like an emotionally cold person. So I thought, well, you know, maybe they've got a fair point here. Maybe let's try and bring a bit more of the emotion behind the work in, and that's what I did this year. So it's like sort of like my previous shows, but with a bit more context as to why I'm that way.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
Tell us about Monkey See, Monkey Do, without spoilers, of course, but terms of, because this approaches mental illness, it approaches masculinity.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, because you've got to get jokes out of that, right? That's the point of it. So how, what was your approach?
And I set myself a task from the start to try and make those things funny, but my approach was that, I mean, the whole show takes place on a treadmill, so I run the whole show.
Yeah. Where did that idea, because that, again, I like about you is that you have these ideas of just taking stand-up and theatre in that way and then going, okay, what doesn't happen?
Yes,
and then
yes.
sort of doing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
A treadmill?
Well, the treadmill was sort of born out of this very, like, when I started to get sort of I got post-traumatic stress from an incident, and without giving spoilers, the incident, you know, is revealed in the show.
Yeah.
And when I was suffering from post-traumatic stress, I used to run a lot, so I'd run about 10 miles a day.
Wow.
Just to sort of, like, be able to sleep, you know, because it can be very vivid and very... post-traumatic stress can be very sort of very disruptive to sleep patterns and all kinds of things.
Yeah.
So I'd run and run and run until I was so tired I couldn't run anymore.
Was that on a treadmill at home or was that
out and about?
That
was out and about. I lived, I was in Frye and Barnet at the time. I was lodging with a family and I'd run like sort of up the motorway. I must have had some sort of like death wish, but it was and I would run and I remember thinking at the time, one day I will be comfortable enough to reveal this post-traumatic stress to the world, and wouldn't it be powerful if I actually did it on the treadmill and recaptured that running? So the idea was in me for ages. I just never thought I'd get round to it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was very cathartic.
So do you run for the whole time on the treadmill?
Yeah, I run for the whole time. I come off at the end.
This is a good way to keep fit as a comedian as well.
Absolutely.
No offence to other comedians that I may have interviewed recently, but some of them are putting on weight. I'll be honest with you.
Let's be honest.
There's a lot of service stations on the tour, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot of ginsters.
Yeah,
whereas you can just get rid of all that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I indulged over Christmas. this, because I was like, well, you know, I'm going to be back to running 10 kilometres a day when I go back to after Christmas. So I indulged over Christmas, and I tell you, the first few shows I did, I felt those mince pies. it was real. It was a real challenge.
Yeah. Do you have to, because you've got to speak while you're doing it. So what speed are you? What's your setting?
It sort of varies. So at some stage I'm sprinting real fast. Other stages I'm sort of walking, and it all depends. If I'm feeling really anxious, that's when I run fast. And if I manage to find some sort of way of leveling that out, then I'll walk slowly. So it all varies in speed, but most of the time I'll be gasping for breath while I speak. And there's a couple of bits in it where I should have really tried to give myself some sort of break. You know, where I'm talking and sometimes I'll just lose breath, and maybe the audience will lose a joke or something. But it can be challenging, but ultimately it keeps me fit.
So how's it been received? Because audiences, do you find that audiences are open to innovative ideas like that, or do you have to kind of, is it a harder sell when you start the gig?
Oh yeah, they take some persuading. There's no doubt about that. You know, I think because it's billed as comedy, I think because of the comedy award and everything, I think people turn up and they're like, okay, this is gonna be man, microphone, jokes. The first thing they see is a man dressed in pink lycra, shorts, sort of running up onto a treadmill, running as fast as he can while voiceovers sort of play. And I have to, I have to admit, they're perplexed. You know, a lot of the time, our country, I suppose, is conditioned by, and why shouldn't they be the sort of man microphone style that they see on television? Yeah. So when they see somebody running up on stage, they are like, what have we paid for? But then I like to think that the show's good enough to win them round, you know.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So let's talk about the awards very quickly as well, because there's a lot of them. So,
yes,
you know, well
are.
Done you. But there was Edinburgh Comedy Award for Best Comedy Show, of course, the Malcolm Hardy, which is an interesting one to get.
Yeah,
isn't
that is interesting.
Because I don't know whether some listeners will know who Malcolm Hardy was, of course. For those that don't know, Malcolm Hardy broke all the rules, didn't he?
Yeah, he broke all the rules. He's famous for being sort of madcap and doing things differently. I mean, the stories of Malcolm Hardy are mythical, aren't they?
The Keith Allen tent. Keith Allen was doing a gig, I think, in Edinburgh. Malcolm Hardy drove a digger into it or something.
Oh, really? Really? Yeah. I've heard all kinds of things. Like did he kidnap an audience on a canal boat once?
I think he,
then all of a sudden they think they watch the comedy show and they're all on the ground, and then they're right there, like in the middle of the ocean somewhere. You know, all the stories you can never tell, but he's earned this sort of mythological status, and so that's a nice award. They're quite fun, you know, and stuff. That's a good one. That one, but very niche.
I also liked there's an interesting quote here as well, because I've got your PR list.
I'll be honest.
I'm not making this up. I'm just reading it out.
Yeah, no, that's good.
But I think what is interesting about all this, it's a lot of it says it's what you do is unexpected, and it's strong stuff, it's courageous, and that kind of comes through. You know, it's not just like you get with a lot of comedians just going hilarious, 5 stars. It's like, you know, there's kind of thought behind this and a process to it, which comes across in the show.
And I think, you know, like my previous shows were perhaps of the previous ilk, I did try and write the show with a point. I did feel like I could probably make a point with this show, and it was important. So yeah, it was the first time I tried to do that, and it's very hard to make it not sound pretentious. You know what I mean? You see these comedy shows, and you know there'll be 55 minutes of jokes, and all of a sudden they do something on the end, and it's kind of can be quite jarring.
Yeah.
But I think because the subject matter was so personal to me, I think it manages to come across not preachy. You know, it's more subtle than stuff like that. But I thought it was important because of what I'd been through and stuff to get a sort of point across with it.
So where next? After this show's toured, done, everything else, what's on?
I'd love to do another show. I have to figure out what that is. I don't know what darknesses of mine I could mine next. Maybe I have to get myself in some problems before then. Who knows?
Just arrange for something terrible to happen.
There is a few developments in process in terms of maybe making a TV version of the show very early days, so I can't say for sure. That's the dream.
Alright, Richard, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Pleasure to talk to you. Richard Gadd there, Monkey See Monkey Do, 9th of January, that's when you started it, till the 4th of Feb, and then national tour on a website you don't have.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Wilbur, wake up. Having that broken boiler nightmare again?
No.
You'll sleep easy with Home Care from British Gas to help you avoid unexpected bills and breakdowns. Boiler cover starts from just £9 a month for our energy customers, with an annual boiler service and parts and labour included. And you'll get 1 month free when you buy selected Home Care products online by 20th of February. That's 12 months for the price of 11. Sweet dreams, Wilbur.
Aww.
For Home Care with 1 month free, search British Gas. Conditions apply.
There is a person who can help deliver aid to the desperate under the most challenging conditions. They can maintain equipment so advanced most don't even know it exists. And they can start by committing just 27 days a year. That person's you. As an RAF reservist, you'll receive world-class training to develop new and existing skills. And you can do it all in your spare time. Find your role as an RAF reservist. Search RAF recruitment now.
He scored! 4-0! Oh, look at the celebration! 3 backflips, double somersault! There's the strutting chicken, the shirt's off, and here comes the 11-man pyramid!
That's not a big deal. This is Pizza Hut Delivery's £14 deal now includes a large pizza, garlic bread, wedges, drink, and an Now TV Sky Sports or Entertainment Pass when ordered online at Pizza Hut Delivery.
Only valid online at participating Pizza Hut Delivery stores. Limited delivery areas. Subject to availability until 31st of January. Now TV account, broadband 3G required. 18 plus. Month passes when you are less cancelled. T's and C's apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In January, we've got an 8x4 foot sheet of 12.5mm standard plasterboard for only £3.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
3 o'clock, good afternoon, Wednesday. I am John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Corbyn in May, trade blows over Brexit. Tourists told to flee the Gambia and Olympians in hospital after crash.
Talk Radio.
The UK's highest court will give its judgment in the legal battle over Brexit on Tuesday. The Supreme Court's 11 justices will decide whether or not to uphold a High Court ruling that MPs must vote on the formal process of leaving the EU before it can get underway. It comes as Theresa May has been defending her plan for Brexit in the House of Commons.
It was a vision which will shape a stronger future and build a better Britain.
Jeremy Corbyn!
Mr. Speaker, restoring parliamentary democracy while sidelining Parliament. It's not so much the Iron Lady as the Irony Lady.
Thomas Cook is flying all its holidaymakers home from the Gambia after the Foreign Office warned against non-essential travel there. Other tourists and locals are leaving the country over fears there could be a military coup within the next few days. Paul Hutchings, who's from the firm, says they're not taking any risks.
We stick very closely to what the government advises in terms of their travel advice, and therefore it is our responsibility to ensure that they're safe and that we bring them home.
An inquest into the deaths of 30 British tourists who were shot dead in Tunisia has heard that tour operators wanted to increase security a month before they were killed in a terror attack. But the managing director of a travel company has told the hearing they were worried that holidaymakers might be scared if they saw an army of police. A gunman killed 38 people in the beach resort of Sousse in June 2015. Two British Olympic sprinters are in hospital in Tenerife after being involved in a motorbike crash. British Athletics says both James Ellington and Nigel Levine are conscious and stable. It's thought that injuries could damage their ability to compete again. And Russell Brand has started a new employment service for ex-offenders and people trying to overcome problems with addiction. The comedian, who's teetotal, has joined up with a charity and job agency to provide training, advice and work opportunities to recovering addicts.
Victoria.
Hello.
A little question for you.
I don't know if I take questions.
Oh, he's going to propose.
Are you going to propose? Because you're married and that would not be allowed.
Well, I wasn't going to propose. I was going to ask you a question about holiday makers.
Okay.
Because I was just listening to that there and I've never really, it never really struck me before. But but when you go on holiday,
yep,
as you just referred to them, you're a holiday maker. But you're not making a holiday. You're going on a holiday. So why is it we say holiday maker? We don't use it in any other context, do we? I mean, when you go on a bus, you're not a bus maker.
No, you're not. You're right.
So I just wonder why.
Maybe it's just a quirk of the British language.
Well, I don't know. I find it.
It's stupid.
What if you're quite boring as well? And, like,
Like you are.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not. Don't be rude. So, you've got to invite Danny. He'll make the holiday. Stuff like, oh, you've got to get Cornelius along. You should pay for his ticket because he will make the holiday. What if you're boring and you don't make the holiday?
Then you can't be a holiday maker, can you?
No.
Like you. So I wonder. But you don't, you know, like I said, you don't go on a bus. You're not a bus maker. You go on a trampoline, not a trampoline maker. You got to go on a man. You're not a Mr. Maker, are you? There's already one of those and there'll be copyright issues.
You can trap the candlestick and you're, no, wait.
No, wait a minute.
Can I do the weather?
Yes.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Like a weather maker.
Rather cloudy and mostly dry, brighter in the southeast. Highs of 9 degrees in Edinburgh, but just 3 in Brighton.
Done?
Yeah, that's why I stopped speaking.
Okay. Right. as is traditional. thanks, Victoria. Ben's got the pre-recorded sport. Ben has got a pre-recorded sport.
Yay.
Mm-hmm.
From
where's it from?
I don't know. Some sort of scenario where an owl is fighting a goose. Ben's got the pre-recorded sport from some kind of scenario where an owl is fighting a goose.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Liverpool defender Joel Matip won't play in tonight's FA Cup third round replay at Plymouth after the club couldn't get an answer from FIFA on whether he's eligible. They're concerned about a potential punishment for using a player from Africa during their Cup of Nations tournament. The club regard Matip as having retired from international football and therefore free to play, but that's not yet been confirmed by his national side, Cameroon. Newcastle manager Rafa Benitez admits he'd rather not have to go through an FA Cup third round replay. Tonight the Magpies host Birmingham with the winner facing a trip to Oxford. Benitez has said he'd like to turn defeats into draws in the Sky Bet Championship, but doing so in cup competitions isn't quite what he intended. Elsewhere this evening, Southampton host Norwich. Finally, Andy Murray joins Dan Evans in the third round of the Australian Open tennis. The world number one eased past Russia's Andrei Rublev in straight sets in Melbourne. Earlier, Evans produced one of the biggest wins of his career, defeating seventh seed Marin Cilic. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
That's Ben there with the pre-recorded sport from where an owl is fighting a goose. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you. Radio. Okay, it's after 3 o'clock now, and, it remains Talk Radio. By the way, there is some breaking news. A British Airways flight, BA268, have declared a mid-air medical emergency. We don't know what that is, we don't have the details of that as yet, but when we do, we will, of course, bring it to you. Victoria will have the details at 3:30. In around half an hour's time on the programme, you can win some meat, by the way. Chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg in a game of dead or alive. If you'd like to play, here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And you could come on the radio, have a game of dead or alive and win the meat prize. Sort of a mostly a budget thing, if I'm honest. There we go. Right, it's 7 minutes past 3 o'clock and it's time for the big debate. So the breaking news then is that Southern Rail have said today, around lunchtime this happened, they've said that they will restore their normal service. Southern Rail to restore normal service next week, although given that Southern Rail's normal service has never been anything less than an appalling shower of the kind of stuff that used to get dumped on the tracks out of a train toilet, passengers can look forward to continued delays, cancellations and staff shortages. But the difference will be that Southern this time can't blame it on a strike. As left say the dispute is not over, merely that next week's strikes are off ahead of fresh talks. Fresh talks there. Fresh. Well, if the talks are anything like as fresh as the sandwiches from the buffet car, well, we're out of date. Stale talks, weren't they? Eh? weren't they? Hashtag 1970s British Rail sandwich jokes. Like fresh talks, like their sandwiches aren't fresh. Eh?
Yeah.
Now, on the line, listening to that pregnant pause, is Harry. Good afternoon, Harry.
Yeah, hi, John. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. Thanks for calling in, Harry.
You having a nice day? Are you having a good time?
Are you genuinely interested in that?
Yeah, actually I am. I care.
Really?
Up to much? Yep. Are you up to much today?
Doing a live debate on the radio and stuff?
Oh, yeah, that's a coincidence.
Yep. Harry's on the line. Now, Harry, you've called in because you heard that pregnant pause there. After my...
Hated it.
Well, I know, because you want to see... Let's get this right. This is what you told the researchers. You want to see an end to the notion of pregnancy. Now, let's be clear. Babies are fine, but you'd like to see them made in a different way.
Yeah, that's correct. I'd like to see babies being delivered from Amazon. Like, if you just buy them online, it's much more simpler. There's less mess, less pain involved.
Fewer.
Less of that.
Amazon delivered babies. I mean, it is only a matter of time, of course. I know they are planning to do it with drones.
Well, they're doing storks first, of course.
Yeah. Well, they're dressing the drones in stork outfits, essentially, to make it when they deliver the baby. It's an interesting idea, and I know, you know, you're not the only one, Harry, who wants to see pregnancy done away with. It's old-fashioned at the end of the day, isn't it? It's been around for millennia. Surely there's a better way. I know that's what you're saying. You want to see Amazon delivering babies, and you could just order them.
Yep.
Hold the line there, Harry, because I want to bring Malcolm in now, because Malcolm's heard you talking.
Go on, then.
Malcolm's on the line. Good afternoon, Malcolm.
All right.
Yeah. So you've
there's only one drone here, and that's Harry.
Is there? Why is that?
Is it really? Sorry. Then
I'm going on about pregnancy. I mean, I myself would love to produce offspring, but I can't get a girlfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, you know me, John. We move in the same social circles, and I have started following this girl. Actually, she seems like a good candidate, and I've been watching some online training videos about how to get girls pregnant.
Right.
I really enjoy the process.
Yeah.
You know, getting a girl pregnant, it looks fantastic fun. And I think that Harry should try it.
Well, that's very unlikely. So let's consider Harry's argument for a moment. Because he's not saying, you know, he's right. Pregnancy is a very old-fashioned notion. It's been around for a long time. You know, technology, you'd think it would make that different. Amazon, probably, you're absolutely right, with their baby delivery service. I think it's an interesting idea.
Yeah, I came up with it.
What do you make of this idea that we can maybe hatch babies, and this is a process that's ongoing, of course, but I just wonder what you make of it, both of you. There's the idea that we could sit on a pregnant woman to hatch the baby. I mean, would you be happy with that, Malcolm?
I don't mind the idea of sitting on a pregnant woman. I'm more for that. I don't see the problem with incubating, you know, their stomach for them.
Yeah, well, it's got to the point is it's got to keep warm, hasn't it?
It has to keep warm.
Yeah.
You know, the woman has to gestate correctly.
Yes.
And, you know, you have to keep the area warm. And
yeah.
I'm quite happy, given half the chance to get my hands on a woman,
yeah,
would love to keep one warm.
Okay. It's going down a route I didn't really want it to. But anyway, but, you know, you're the caller, and it's your opinion, even if it's wrong. Now we know that men, and this is interesting, because, and this ties into Europe, of course. Now, men, and I know you're one of them, Malcolm, men... we can be, you know, we're not allowed to become pregnant anymore, essentially. This is an EU law that stops men becoming pregnant. Now, once we've left the EU, that silly law preventing men getting pregnant can be ignored, Malcolm, as you know. So,
yes.
you probably can't wait for that day when we finally, you know, Brexit, they're calling it, aren't they, when men can finally become pregnant. We're exiting the current law that says we can't. Brexit means Brexit. What sort of Brexit is it, Malcolm?
Well, like you said, I'm waiting for them to invoke Article 50, then I'll put the 2-year point in my calendar in the future where I can, you know, impregnate myself.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if Harry's interested in joining in with that.
Yeah.
No, I bloody well am not. That sounds hideous.
Right.
I voted Remain, of course.
You voted Remain that men shouldn't become pregnant?
Of course.
Yeah.
And
you're... Well, let me finish.
Go.
So you're a Remainer?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, look, they're calling it men.
Is that what they're calling it?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Men, yes.
Okay.
It's only the EU, as we know, that are stopping men becoming pregnant, and we're going to see an end to it. I mean, it's an interesting...
I'm sure they tried something in Sweden. Don't tell us about that, John.
They did try something in Sweden, actually. They did some trials in Sweden, and that was about keeping it warm. What they used to do in Sweden, they got pregnant women in Sweden. They did trial this. Would climb into mooses to hibernate. And they used to be men as well. Before Sweden joined the EU, of course, men were pregnant in Sweden, like they were stupid EU.
Have you not prepared anything for this, John? It sounds like you're making it up as you go along.
It sounds that way, doesn't it, Miles? It doesn't sound a lot like that.
I'm just looking at the trials now. I'm saying they pregnant women would climb into mooses to hibernate. Men as well before joining the
production meeting.
They stopped the trial. Listen to what I'm saying.
In the news.
Listen to the words. They stopped the trials because they were unhygienic and pointless, a bit like Alan Brazil from TalkSport.
Just move on to the Francis Drake bit about bringing things back. Just move on to that bit. What have you written for that today?
Well, of course,
pregnancy. Are you suggesting there's some sort of formula to this? Is that what you're suggesting?
Pregnancy.
You're saying it's the same stuff every day? I can't believe you. I do not believe that for one second.
Pregnancy, as you know, first came to this country with Sir Francis Drake when he came back from his travels, didn't he? Tobacco, potatoes, January.
Brought back yummy mummy.
Clapping, footprints, and he brought back pregnancy. Now, he came back, he got Queen Victoria pregnant, didn't he? And she popularised pregnancy, and now we all do it. And that's thanks to him bringing it to this country. And I just wonder, Harry, you want to change that, though? You think that tradition should go now?
To me, yes, I do want that to go.
What about you, Harry? Yeah. Yeah,
come on, Harry. Yeah, give us what you prepared then.
Come on.
can I have a minute? Is that
you can. Yeah, Malcolm. Anything to say, Malcolm?
We'll have a break. We'll find back in 10 minutes.
Anything to say, Malcolm? Anything to add to this debate?
Not a lot. Really.
No, fine. Well, that's fortunate.
I'm sure you thought it could have gestated a few ideas.
That's a lot. We're out of time. So. Let's sum up the debate in one word, shall we? Do we need pregnancy? Harry, sum up the debate in one word.
Vagina.
Thank you. Malcolm.
Lactation.
Thank you. And there... God. There we have it. Today's debate. Do we need pregnancy? Do we still need it? Are there better ways to do it? Harry there says Amazon should be employed to deliver babies. Their drones dressed as storks. What do you think, though? Do we still need it? Is it an outdated concept? Are you happy that now we are out of the EU, that men can become pregnant again when we couldn't due to the laws of the EU? Let us know. What do you think? 87222.
Start your message with the word
That's
talk.
Already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Do we still need pregnancy in post-Brexit Britain when we've got chunky necklaces and clocks? Let us know what you think. It's the big debate. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
All right, Steve.
Devastated. She's gone. And I'm lost without her. We've been together years.
Yeah, but...
You can't rely on them.
You'll find another one, mate. Between you and me, I always thought she was a bit butch.
Hey, I'm talking about my old van.
I thought you meant Verity.
Me wife. Butch.
Oh, well. Either way, you can pick something up with a few less miles on the clock.
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
Hurry! Special introductory savings on selected sofas end Monday at DFS. Better be quick.
Tradesmen, here's the plan. Get to the rendezvous, your contact the foreman will show you the ropes and the tools. Get in, do your job, and get out. You'll be sipping margaritas on the beach before you know it. But first, prove you're a guy they can trust. Show them your direct line public liability policy, which has been conveniently wired to your phone. And tell them you're with the Wolf. Let's get to work.
Get instant confirmation of your cover sent straight to your smartphone. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Valid email address required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Tyne Wear, there's delays out of the Tyne Tunnel on the northbound A19 towards the Howden roundabout because of an accident. All the restrictions on Cheshire's M62 have been lifted after earlier problems near Rainhill Stoops. There is an issue in Liverpool, but it's on the A57 Prescott Street, not London Road, as was first reported. Prescott Street closed because of a police incident. The A16 in Spalding is still closed both ways after an accident. And through Camborne in Cornwall, the westbound A30 is partially blocked by an accident near to the A3047. I'm Joanna Adams.
Forecast sun, reality rain. Went to the zoo anyway, kids were hyper, squeaky wiper, parked up, paid too much. Ponchos all round, saw a soggy panda, a damp giraffe. Avoided the gift shop, back to the car in the rain. The wiper's still squeaky, windscreen still streaky. Headed to Halfords, found wiper blades. Nice bloke said he'd fit them for me. Nice one, nice bloke. All fitted, all sorted. Headed home to the sound of Alfie's penguin impression.
Buy a pair of replacement wiper blades from Halfords and we'll fit them for you on the spot for just £4. Open late 7 days a week. Halfords, for life's journeys. Check for opening hours, exclusions apply.
George McTavish, Kneeped Galloway. You have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty. As charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanized opinion, supercharged debate, and highly energized crystalline vision.
Drive your free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows. With George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Friday nights from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate.
Talk Radio. Maybe you can't handle the truth.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. Some of your reactions coming in, of course, from the big debate. Do we still need pregnancy in post-Brexit Britain when we've got chunky necklaces and clocks? Is it an outdated concept? Should babies be delivered, as Harry there who called in, Talk Radio listener Harry, saying babies should simply be delivered by drone now, by Amazon. What's wrong with that? That's modern, he said. Cornelius, some reactions coming in?
Lots coming in. John, I had an accidental fall the other day. I accidentally fell into pregnancy, yeah. But I was liable to some compensation.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
So that's coming from clumsy. John, pregnant people, very fat, aren't they? I'm not nice to look at. But then again, Cornelius did give up his seat heroically, someone said, to a pregnant lady on the train last Friday. A memory that will stay with me forever.
Is that coming from Cornelius?
No, that's coming
Yes, it has.
From John.
No.
So, Cass.
No.
Different
no,
Cass.
No.
Yeah.
No. Just looking at the news, by the way. Victoria will be back with it at 3:30, but we know now that the first flights are taking the holidaymakers out of the Gambia. We know that Jeremy Corbyn has attacked the Brexit plans of Theresa May. Prime Minister's questions this morning. The build-up for President Trump's inauguration, with more people dropping out, boycotting the inauguration, it seems, with President Obama set to leave office. The news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
Many people can't, Cornelius, but we're here to help, as you know. We review the news, analyse it, really, every afternoon through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
May gets tough with the EU, so tough she almost fell off her fence.
Sits on the fence. And she sits on the fence, Theresa May.
Yeah, that's good.
In a tartan cloth. You got a cough, Cornelius?
Yeah.
Is here For one reason and one reason only, it is time for today's Diversity Paper Review. We welcome back Kyle. As you know, by the way, the Diversity Paper Review is a paper review. Yeah, sure, but it's always done every single day of the week on this programme by a different diversity, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Kyle, remind us of your diversity, please.
I am English, Jamaican and Welsh.
Correct. That is the most diverse diversity we have around here, I can tell you that.
That's a nice little mixture.
Isn't it, though?
It's great.
Speaking of which, the news stories today.
News stories.
A nice little mixture of news stories. What have you?
Yes, so our first news story comes from South Africa. Mm-hmm. With the blowout of all these dating apps, like Tinder and Plenty of Fish and all of that, bars have started posting up secret codes for women in the women's bathroom so that they can... If they're ever feeling unsafe, they can ask for either a certain drink or a certain person
like a safe code word thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
I've heard about this before. It's actually very clever.
It is very clever, yeah. I mean, this one comes out from South Africa. Funny enough, it comes from a Hooters bar. So what kind of guy is taking a date to a Hooters? That should say it all.
That's interesting, yeah.
Yeah, but this Facebook post has been shared 60,000 times. It's a poster up in the women's toilets, and they basically say, if you're in trouble, order an angel shot.
Yeah.
So you can order it neat, your bartender will escort you to your vehicle. You order it with ice, your bartender will call an Uber or Lyft for you. And you order it with lime, your bartender will call the police.
Wow.
So, yeah, any sort of issues, order this drink and they'll sort it out. But it's going all over the world. I mean, in the UK, the Brickyard in St. Albans, they have a similar system where you just ask for a Rochelle or Jennifer, and then they'll order you a cab.
Right.
So it's great. I mean, it's obviously come from, the Lincolnshire Rape Crisis Group. They've been really backing it. They've been running campaigns to obviously prevent attacks. But
it's a really clever idea.
It's a genius idea.
But what you've got to do, of course, is keep. I suppose you have to change the code word or the code order regularly because once people start to know what it is...
Yeah, wouldn't they?
Yeah, yeah. So like, you've got to kind of keep that... and also, you've got to be very careful not to have it as an actual drink.
Yeah.
Because that's going to create a situation that nobody wants.
Yeah, I'll take an angel shot. Angel shot. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all going to... All manner of confusion. But I think it's a really clever idea.
Yeah, it is. Obviously, it protects women. Yeah. You know, if you go on a crazy Tinder date.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, that's, I guess, these modern days, Kyle.
Yeah.
With the Tinder... You don't know who you're meeting, right? And that's the point, isn't it? You know,
you could show up and then...
Yeah, it'd be awful. But you just don't know. And that's the point, because all that sort of, I guess, the process of quick hookups and all that kind of thing is to a penny now, I suppose. It's just easier for people to do online, and therefore, when you actually meet these people, you just don't know who you're meeting.
That's it. I mean, it's funny, because obviously when we were kids, you'd be like, no, don't talk to strangers, don't talk to people on the internet, and now we're advocating that in literally every aspect of our lives.
Yeah, that's just what the young people, what the millennials do.
The millennials.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Good. All right. Well, no, that's good. All right. So that's South Africa, but it's sort of spreading around the world.
It's spreading all around the world, yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's going to be in every bar and club recently. All right. But now onto your favourite stories.
Oh, good.
I've got a couple for you today.
Yep.
This one comes out of the Daily Mail.
It mostly always does.
Pretty much. All the alien stories come from the big hitting newspapers.
Yes.
Yeah. Is the moon hollow?
Well, no.
That is the title of this article. conspiracy theorists believe that the moon could be a hollow satellite, like the Death Star in Star Wars, and could soon be exposed to the world. So, according to reports, a private company wants to mine the moon for helium-3, and has allegedly received a full funding it needs to make its maiden voyage to the Earth's apparent natural satellite.
Right.
So the FAA are the first private company being able to travel to the moon independently.
Right, so they've got a license to do this.
They've got a license. Yeah. So
who licenses the moon out though? Who owns the moon?
So it's Moon Express is the private company, and they've allegedly secured permission from the FAA.
Right.
Some theorists believe that the company is going to expose the moon's deepest, darkest secret, the fact that it is hollow. So they're saying that they're going to the mine for helium-3 by digging down into the surface of the Earth's only natural satellite to potentially expose that it's actually a hollow structure.
But what's in it? I mean, is it like when you get an Easter egg?
Well, no. So Tyler Glockner is a UFO hunter and founder of the YouTube channel Secure Team 10.
Of course he is.
He believes, he suggests that the moon was engineered as a form of hardware. So literally an artificial satellite inside a hollow structure.
What's it supposed to do?
Well, they have no idea. I mean,
he's only half thought this through.
He's grasping at straws. He's literally taking any theory he can and twisting it on his head.
He should come up with an explanation as to what, you know. So the moon is hollow, apart from inside it there, I don't know, Nazis or whatever it might be.
Maybe he thinks it's some machinery. It's, you know, like they say, like a massive satellite that's communicating throughout the galaxy.
I think he's going to be disappointed. It's like he's going to be disappointed.
He's going to be very disappointed.
Even if it is hollow, he's going to be disappointed because it's like when you get an Easter egg. And you know, sometimes you go, oh, is this Easter egg?
Sometimes get a bag of chocolate inside, yeah.
Exactly. So you sort of go, oh, excited. Oh, no, it's just hollow and empty.
Yeah.
But if there's a giant bag of chocolate inside the moon, then fair enough.
Maybe that's where the theory of the moon cheese is from. Maybe there's cheese inside the moon.
Cheese in the moon.
As Wallace and Gromit figured out.
I love that the Daily Mail just give this space.
Well, it's funny because the reason he's come up with this theory is, and this is a quote from him, when the astronauts flew to the moon back during the Apollo missions, at one point they slammed a satellite into the moon's surface, and according to one of the astronauts, that was when this satellite hit. When the satellite hit, the moon rang like a fell for hours after.
What?
So that's apparently that's his evidence.
Doesn't travel in. No. All right, fine. hold that thought. Or get another one. So we'll stay with us, of course. We're reviewing more papers after the news. Now the actual news. It's 3:30. Victoria has the news now on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
The European Commission president has promised to reach a fair deal for Britain over its exit from the EU. Jean-Claude Juncker says he's told Theresa May he welcomes the clarifications in her speech yesterday. But in the Commons, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has accused the Prime Minister of snubbing Parliament by refusing MPs a vote until a final deal has been agreed.
This is about our jobs, living standards and future prosperity. Why will it not be scrutinised by this House?
We'll find out next week whether the formal exit process can start without parliamentary approval. The Supreme Court is to hand down a judgment on Tuesday morning following an appeal last month. Political unrest in the Gambia has prompted thousands of British tourists to be flown home. The Foreign Office has updated its travel advice to warn it's highly likely there'll be some sort of military intervention or civil disturbance in the West African nation. The inquest into the deaths of 30 Britons killed in a terror attack in Tunisia has heard tour operators wanted to increase security a month before it happened. The boss of Tunisie Voyage, which is part of TUI, says he met with British officials in May 2015 to voice concerns but didn't want tourists to be scared by seeing an army of police. British Olympians James Ellington and Nigel Levine have suffered potentially career-ending injuries in a motorbike crash in Tenerife. The sprinters are both said to be in a stable condition in hospital. And Donald Trump insists he doesn't like tweeting, but has to in order to get his point across. The US president-elect has repeatedly complained that he doesn't get fair coverage in the media.
What?
That's what he said, John.
You've given him fair... Do you give him fair coverage? You're the media.
I am.
Do you give him fair coverage? We give him fair coverage. When he paid those prostitutes to wee on a mattress, we covered that all day.
He claims that didn't happen and that's fake news.
And they covered that mattress, probably.
But that apparently didn't happen.
Right.
You're just obsessed with it. You brought it up again.
You've
been looking it up again.
No, I'm just...
Satisfy yourself.
No, I'm just saying...
Because that's what I think you're doing here.
No.
When you mention it.
No. I am simply saying that he does get a lot of media coverage.
Yes, he does.
There.
But he's US president-elect. What do you expect?
Mm.
Can I do the weather?
Yes.
Yes.
Thanks. The weather, rather cloudy and mild for most tonight with a little drizzle, but it will get down to freezing in the south.
Now who's obsessed with it?
What are you on about?
Little drizzle.
What are you referring to?
Well, you brought it up.
I
didn't say little drizzle.
What are you suggesting little drizzle actually means?
The wee from the Russian prostitute.
Oh, because that wasn't what I was referring to. Oh. I wasn't suggesting that Russian prostitutes were going to do a little wee over Britain.
Sorry, my mistake. I thought you were.
Okay, I'm glad we cleared that up.
You cleared it up. It's a mess.
You're so
so tedious. Tomorrow will be dry Pedious. For most.
Pedious.
No.
Weedious.
Pee, wee, or drizzle.
With the best. So there's no drizzle in the weather?
No, overnight, but not tomorrow.
Oh,
day.
You don't want to drizzle over a night, the arm will go rusty.
Oh my God. The best of the brightness will be in southern England and the northeast. Highs of 8 degrees. There's more in probably less than half an hour
fewer,
now.
Fewer.
No, the 26 minutes.
Thanks, Victoria.
You're really not welcome.
Sorry, with the news and the weather. You listen to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned the whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Victoria just told Kyle he smelled nice. What do you smell of, Kyle?
I don't know. I don't have a sense of smell.
Oh, no, you don't, do you? I've forgotten that. It's another one of your ailments.
I have to take a word for it.
Yeah. So how do you know when you were blue to the morning, Kyle?
Yeah.
Kyle, if you're just tuning in, by the way, Kyle's doing a diversity pay-per-view. How do you know? Because obviously you get the mixture right because Victoria just complimented you on
yeah.
it. But how do you, if you've got no sense of smell due to, why is it reminders why you've got no sense of smell?
Just broke my nose too many times.
That's right. So how do you know? How do you dictate? How do you know?
I don't.
When the right smell level has been achieved.
I mean, it's a guessing game, really.
Yeah.
What just spritz all over the body and then that's it.
You get it right, Carl, don't you?
I mean, yeah, if I get a few numbers during the day, then I know I've used the right amount.
Victoria's angling for that. anyway, diversity pay-per-view, that's what we're doing. We've already been talking, of course, about South African bars with posters in, with code words to get you out of awkward dates. And the fact that the moon is hollow in the Daily Mail. Okay. Where are we going next, Kyle?
We're going to the Daily Express.
Yo.
The plethora of alien news.
Yeah.
Now, I chose this story purely because it's so obvious, and it's just the way that it seems to be, like, breaking news. So, this is from a retired professor saying he's convinced aliens have visited Earth and that they did crash at Roswell. And his explanation, which seems, I don't know why this is in the news again, because everyone seems to would think of this theory. And he's saying that the reason that the government covered it up was that the technology involved is extremely advanced. The implications for human society are incredible and possibly upsetting, because we are under surveillance by technologically superior beings from other planets.
Yeah.
Which is just obvious. Like, it's not like they're hiding the aliens. Oh, you know.
I mean, it was.
We just want to have a laugh.
This supposed crash was in 1947.
It was ages ago, yeah.
And that's. I mean, by now, there is the argument, and I know the conspiracy theory argument that says a lot of our technology that we have was gleaned
from
these spaceships that crashes that they harvested the technology. But that was 1947. I know we've moved on a lot since then. But if somebody's got the power to do interstellar travel, you'd think we'd have harnessed that as well by now.
Definitely.
If it was true.
If
whereas
it was,
we can't
which it
really
was true.
Send a hybrid car more than about 10 miles without it needing to be recharged.
No, I mean, we haven't got hoverboards yet. I mean, that's.
Exactly.
That's the first task, isn't it, really?
So what the point of the article is?
Well, literally just reiterating what everyone's thought for the past 60 years. But I think it's because it's from a different source. I mean, the retired professor's name's Don Derry of McGill University. He's got a PhD in psychology from Cornell University.
Right.
And he runs a course called UFOs, History and Reality. And this is the only thing that annoys me about newspapers covering alien stories, is the fact that they will dredge up the same facts, the same theories, purely because it's been said by, oh, he's a professor, he's got a PhD, he's got to be smart.
Yeah.
Whereas you have, you know, in the States, you probably have hundreds of people a day saying, oh, we've been abducted, but because they're sort of backwards. like the southern states.
Yeah. Well, that's, but, that's the other thing, which has often been said, isn't it, where if UFO abduction, not UFO landings, were real, then why do they always choose to land on a farm in Iowa
yeah.
or something where, you know...
Why not come down to the middle of London?
Well, exactly. Just, you know, just do that. And yeah. then we'd all go, oh, all right, fine. Yeah, like Arrival or Independence Day.
But, imagine a real-life Independence Day.
It'd be your dream, wouldn't it?
I would be Will Smith. I'd be straight on
the
plane.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. Yeah. Will Smith probably smells nice. In fact, I've interviewed Will Smith. He did smell quite nice.
Is he nice?
Yeah, he was. I interviewed him for that After Earth film, which was a terrible film.
That was an awful film.
So I had to pretend, you know, that I sort of thought it was all right, just in order to get the interview.
I actually forgot he was in it.
Yeah, you go. Well, his son was in it as well.
That's what made it so bad.
Jaden. So I had to interview them
both.
Very
jealous of that boy.
But anyway, there we go. All right, look, we've sort of strayed into a film review now via Howard Hughes' programme, which is kind of nice. More UFO chat, of course, with Howard Hughes in The Unexplained on a Sunday night. And next week when Kyle comes back.
Yep.
Because it's his favourite subject. Diversity pay-per-view done. Remind us of your diversity, Kyle.
English, Jamaican and Welsh.
Thank you very much. And in the next bit of the programme, you can win some meat in a game of Dead or Alive if you'd like that. Your choice is chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. Then 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And you could come on the radio and play a game of Dead or Alive. You're listening to talk. What are you saying in my ear, Cass? What are you saying in my ear?
You just need to make sure that they're texting their name as well.
They've got what?
When they text in.
Yeah.
You text in their name as well.
Why?
Well, so I know who I'm calling. It's just courtesy. Oh, I literally don't care.
Right. That's Cass, Ass Broadcast Through the Glass. They're interfering for no good reason. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk and your name.
No, don't put your name on it. Let her play a guessing game. Right, okay. 20-4. We'll do it next. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com/branches today to find your local office.
You can always tell a driver of a mini hatch with John Cooper Works Sport Pack, featuring a split-level spoiler and 17-inch black alloy wheels. They're the ones feeling better about the daily commute, Sunday drivers, and the search for a parking space. All for just £249 a month and a £249 initial rental. Book a test drive now. Mini. Who's in? Visit mini.co.uk/sportpack. £249 initial rental. 48-month hire agreement from Mini Financial Services, subject to status and availability. UK only. Guarantees may be required. Available for new vehicles ordered by the 31st of March and registered by the 30th of June 2017. Participating retailers only. Mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle.
Mmm. Ooh. That's Steve. He's supposed to be telling you about how to make delicious food for less with me, Miguel Barclay. Nice?
Mmm.
It only costs £1 per portion.
£1?
£1.
Amazing.
Get 15 of my recipes exclusively inside Fabulous Magazine's 12-page special. Free inside The Sun on Sunday this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Traffic's moving well again along the North Van A19 in Jarrow, Newcastle upon Tyne. The accident between the Tyne Tunnel and the Howden roundabout completely out of your way. There's delays in Liverpool caused by the closure of the A57 Prescott Street. That's because of an incident near the Royal Liverpool University Hospital. The A16 in Spalding in Lincolnshire is reopened, but the A15 through Cambie Corner is confirmed now as closed in both directions because of an incident. And through God Manchester, the West Van A14 is queuing. That's towards a breakdown around Junction 24. I'm Joanna Adams.
Friday night, mates were hungry. Time for a chippy run. I drew the short straw. Who wants what? Two haddock, one cod, three chips, and don't forget the mushy peas. Jumped in the car, lights on, tunes on, drove off, got flashed. Flashed again. What's wrong? Pulled over. Bulb's gone. Went to Halfords, bought a new headlight bulb. Fitted by a nice lady. Done in a flash. Headlights on, headed to the chippy. Back home, sat down. Ketchup, please. Oh, I forgot the mushy peas.
Buy a replacement car headlight bulb and we'll fit it for you on the spot for just £8. Open late 7 days a week. Halfords, for life's journeys. Check for opening hours, exclusions apply.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the Outer Limits.
untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplainable.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, just before we give away some meat, of course, glancing through the news as we have been, 2016 was the hottest year on record. Global temperatures 1.1 degrees above pre-industrial levels. That's what we learned this afternoon. This is from the World Meteorological Organization. Donald Trump's inauguration process is still ongoing. I don't think anyone's agreed to play the inauguration yet. We know the latest was a Bruce Springsteen tribute band, which have pulled out. Now, so I don't think he's got...
Do you reckon they accepted it and then pulled out just for that publicity?
Well, apparently they'd signed a three-year deal and they did 2 years of Obama and just because they were so good, got signed again to do the next one, but it turned out to be Trump and they went, oh dear, no. So they've had to pull out of the contract.
Is that true?
That is true.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what happened. They're called the B Street Band. And many on social media have said how commendable that is to turn down that quite a lot of money in order to reflect Bruce Springsteen's own values. Theresa May's been in Parliament defending her Brexit speech yesterday. She wasn't dressed as a tin of shortbread today, though, but she did wear a chunky necklace. It was a chain, a big like a,
the chocolate bar.
It was a big
they're crunchies,
that's
aren't
crunchy,
they?
Cornelius, you massive idiot!
I bet there is a chocolate bar called Chunky.
Yeah. Anyway, she wore it was like a big chain, like a toilet chain, like metaphorically that we're unshackled now from the. I think that's what she was trying to get across. Jeremy Corbyn called her not the Iron Lady, but the Irony Lady. Is there a chunky?
Yeah, the Nestle Chunky, which I was referring to and knew of all along.
Really, that's your nickname in the office. Right. So, anyway, what I'm getting at is the news is quite complicated.
I don't want to say you offended me.
Say it.
No, say I don't want to. No, you said you were rude to me.
Say it.
Apologise.
He just can't get his fat head around it. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We present the news, analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus.
Putin says Russian prostitutes are best in world. He's taking the piss.
The news in haikus. Now then, it's Talk Radio. 1 till 4 in the afternoon on a Wednesday. There could be no better time than to give away some meat on the radio in a game of Dead or Alive!
Dead or Alive!
Don't join in with it, you're ruining it. That's right, it's a game of Dead or Alive, and the choice of meat that is available as a prize. It's a budget thing. Chicken, beef, lamb, or a box of organic veg. Why, Cornelius?
Because we're not racist.
It's very simple. There's a list of things, but are they dead or are they alive? It's very easy. Toria's on the phone. Hello, Toria.
Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. I'm very well, thank you. Is Toria short for Victoria?
It is, yes.
So you didn't want to go down the cliched Vic route?
Well, it's not... It doesn't suit me. I'm more of a Toria.
Interesting. In what way? I'm now interested in that. In what way? Did you try both out amongst your peers and your friends and take a vote as to whether you were a Vic or a Toria?
No, I just think it's a bit weirder than Vic.
It is weirder, that's true, actually, yeah.
Quirkier.
It's got certainly a level of quirk to it, yeah.
Exactly.
I like it, Toria. I'm on your side about it.
Thank you very much.
Do you find yourself having to sort of explain it, though, every time someone asks you your name?
Yes, all the time.
Right, so you just created a rod for your own back there, haven't you, really?
I have, really.
Yeah. What are you doing, Victoria? Where are you? What do you do? No, Victoria,
I'm
Toria.
I'm just at university. I've just taken a break from, watching Netflix.
Watching the students today.
Yeah, I know.
Next generation there, bloody millennials. What are you studying at uni?
I do English and drama.
English and drama.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Okay. What in terms of it, rather than watch Netflix though, what are you supposed to be reading in English at the moment?
Well, I've just done my essays, and it's all about gendered language. That's what I've been studying.
Gendered language in...
Yes. In social media.
In social media. What's that got to do with English literature?
Well...
Yeah.
That was the language side, not lit.
All right.
And it's just about, you know, how women are portrayed in the media.
Interesting.
Through language.
That's an interesting area, isn't it? Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Very modern of you as well. Yeah, good.
I enjoyed it.
All right, good. All right, well, that's the banter over with. Now... What happens now, Toria, is I've got a list of things that are dead or alive. You can win some meat. Mmm.
Okay.
Chicken, beef or lamb is the choice, or a box of organic veg. Which of those would you go for, should you score enough points?
Probably chicken.
Chicken is a very popular choice, Toria. So, yes, that's fine. You will win an chicken, and it will be posted to you. It'll be dead. It was not a live chicken. It won't fly there. It is pre-dead and cookable. That's the point.
Perfect.
So, dead or alive, that's the... not the chicken, that's dead. I'll read a list of things out, and you simply have to tell me whether they're dead or alive. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Here we go, then. Cornelius in the studio here, keeping score.
Yeah.
Victoria. Here we go, okay.
Okay.
So, dead or alive? Question one. Us, now. Dead or alive?
Alive.
Yes, we are, aren't we? We all are. That's good. Good start. Strong start. Okay, next question. Dead or alive? Us next week.
I'm going to say alive. Possibly.
But Donald Trump becomes president on Friday, so I think we're all dead. I think dead. Okay. An old homeless man I saw in a doorway this morning in the cold... Dead or alive?
Oh, well, hopefully alive.
Yes, of course he was. He was fine. And what's more, I gave him... I saw him, and I was slightly worried at first, but then he rolled over. He was wearing a sleeping bag, and I gave him a warming smile. So,
oh, that's lovely.
And some coin. Dead or alive? Chivalry.
Dead.
Yeah, interesting that, isn't it? Interesting.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, you see... I mean, you are obviously speaking from personal experience, but I don't suppose you were pregnant and on a train last week, were you?
Most definitely not.
No. Well, Cornelius, you see... was half of that. He was on a train where he stood up for a pregnant lady and hasn't stopped banging on about it since as though that was something significant, where really everyone should do that all of the time.
Yeah, they should.
Yes, they
that
should.
It was very nice of him to do, though.
It was nice of him to do, wasn't it? But he then admitted that actually he came and stood in front of him with the baby on board badge on, and intimidated him until he stood up. So it wasn't actually that chivalrous. Anyway, he claims it was alive, so and you said dead, so I'm giving you the point. Dead or alive, Piers Paul Reed's 1974 book. Piers
dead.
Paul... No, it's alive. The book was called Alive. It was about some people who survived a plane crash into a mountain. It was the incident happened in 1972. I think it was a rugby team. He wrote a book about it in 1974. It was made into a film not long ago. Well, it was a few years ago now as well. Anyway, wrong. The dead or alive? The Hills. The Hills. The Hills.
Alive.
Oh, with the Sound of Music.
Yeah.
No, not in this case. Unfortunately, the hills in this case are a family lived not far from my parents. Three generations of them tragically wiped out in a freak autograph hunting accident.
Oh,
I know.
Very pleasant.
So in that case, the Hills are dead. Cornelius.
Yeah?
Yeah. Dead or alive, Cornelius, who has to sit next to the draftiest window we have in the Talk Radio office. And out of all of the windows, I'll be honest, it is the most drafty window. Dead or alive, Cornelius?
I would say alive.
He is alive, yeah. But likely to be dead soon from the hypothermia.
Yeah.
That's
a shame.
That exists. Well, it isn't.
I've done a complaint.
Have you put a ticket in?
Yeah, I put a ticket in
about the window.
Ticket in.
My auntie Sylvie. My auntie Sylvie, Toria, is she dead or is she alive?
alive.
She is still alive. Every week I bring an update to the quiz. She's mid-90s. She's in a home. She doesn't recognise anybody anymore and drinks out of a sippy cup. But she is alive, bless her. Auntie Sylvia. Oh, good afternoon, if you're listening. It's Jonathan. Cockles and mussels. Cockles and mussels.
They're dead.
They are dead. Well, one of them is. Cockles and mussels were hamsters belonging to my sister. Two hamsters. Cockles is alive. Mussels is dead. Actually, it might be the other way around. I can't remember. But they look the same, to be honest. I don't think even she knows. Half a point for that. Half a point.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And finally, dead or alive, surprise your what? According to Faith No More. Surprise your what? According to Faith No More, dead or alive?
Dead.
Let's find out.
Surprise! You're dead!
Yes!
Yeah!
Yes! Is the right answer. Ah, is the right answer. I'm going to add that to Auntie Sylvie's Spotify list for the future. Right, so, wow. Wow, Toria.
Wow.
I'm going to say wow.
I don't know
what score you got yet, though, but we can go and find out, can't we? We're going to check the system, Toria. Now, as we fire it up, I do warn you in advance that the system is quite slow. It's a dial-up system. We're just booting it up now. You can probably hear that.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, so we're just booting up the system now. Bear with us while the system analyses the data and works out your score as to whether or not you've scored enough points to win a chicken. Just, oh, we're in. Right, OK, here we go. Right, Cornelius now tapping in the data into the data system.
Oh, sorry there, Toria. How do you spell your name?
T-O-R-I-A.
It's like the end of Victoria.
Ah, OK, yeah.
Yeah, we did have that conversation.
Yeah, he doesn't really listen. Oh.
No,
that's no, you've got to put the A on the end, because now it's like Tori Amos there, isn't it? Did you not consider Tori, like Tori Amos, when you were cannibalising
really
your own name?
No.
No, all right.
No.
Just check.
Consider Tori.
Put a mosque. Tory, a mosque.
Oh, the system seems quite racist. Yeah. Oh, Marrakesh. Cool, I'll just print it off.
Okay, print it.
I got my line there.
Did you?
Yeah.
Just printing it off, Toria, now. And this will determine your number of points and whether or not you will win a chicken. Thanks for that. So the printer's quite slow as well.
Sorry if I'm on a slow.
What a slow printer. Oh, right, we're in. All right, OK, there we go. Right, this is Tori's score. She's playing to win a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Cornelius?
Yes, I can confirm.
How many points?
Tori scored.
Toria
scored.
Yes.
5.5 points.
Is that enough to win
Yay!
A chicken? Hang on.
Oh.
Is that enough to win a chicken?
Yes, it is!
Toria! Toria! She's won a chicken. Toria won a chicken.
Sorry.
You're very welcome. Congratulations to you.
Thank you very much.
There we go. Toria there. Student wins a chicken in a game of dead or alive. It's coming up to 4 o'clock. Sam Delaney will be on air live at Drive. And he's live here now, just before Drive.
Your producer's a bit fiery today, isn't she?
What, Cass?
Yeah, running all over the place, shouting, panicking.
Is she?
As if my appearance in here is of any consequence to you whatsoever.
I like your appearance.
If anything, it's an encumbrance, I would say,
for an
otherwise very good show.
Well, thanks, Sam. she's like that all the time. I mean, I'm surprised you understand a word she says anyway.
No, I don't really. I just follow it like instinct.
We annoyed her earlier because we did our Harass Cass feature where we just give out the phone number.
That explains
a lot. People ring up and just bombard with inane things.
Oh,
and she just has to answer all the calls. She hates it.
Okay. So that's why all right, in that case, I blame
handovers
you
are compulsory, Sam, remember.
They are, yeah, I know that. I've seen that it's now mandatory.
Is that a thing?
Handovers are compulsory.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Neither did I until this morning.
Right, okay.
Oh, is there an email gone round?
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I did notice James Whale very much in my studio last night, so that'll explain it.
Oh, there we go. Anyway, what's coming up on yours?
Wheelchair versus buggy. Which side are you on? You have to take a side. Wheelchair or buggy?
Wheelchair.
Wheelchair or iron buggy?
Babies. Hate babies.
So. I've got nothing against wheelchair users. I just prefer babies.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, you have to choose one or the other.
Having, I prefer
personally,
wheelchair
having
users.
Breastfed both.
Yes.
I'm going to sit on the fence. I like them equally.
Oh, come on. Right, okay, well, we'll find out. I'll do a Twitter poll on which is best. No, we're talking about this landmark Supreme Court case, which I really can't get my head round why the Supreme Court involved.
Do you need a haiku?
Have you done a haiku on this?
Like, no.
Why does the Supreme Court have to get involved in telling us how to behave while we commute? How to practice common courtesy while we commute. Basically, this is a 5-year court case because someone wouldn't shift up a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you deal with this every day on a train or a bus.
You weren't here on Friday, were you?
No.
Of course. Well, there's big news on Friday, wasn't there, John?
What?
Well, I actually, on the train in...
Oh, God.
...had to give up my seat for a pregnant lady, but I did it.
What, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, why aren't you wearing a medal like the one they give Chewbacca at the end of Star Wars, then?
Well, that's what some people are saying.
He hasn't stopped banging on about it since.
Yeah, well, expect Cornelius to be in the New Year's Honours at the end of this year. Alistair Campbell's coming on to talk about mental health and why there's loads of cuts to it.
Can you ask him about his favourite animal?
Yeah, I will do
Thanks
that.
Thanks very much.
He'll enjoy us a question like that.
Yep.
Peter Tatch will be in the studio telling us why our special relationship with the US is now less justifiable than ever, and we'll be talking about Chelsea Manning's having her
sentence commuted. Splendid, thank you very much. That brings it full circle, doesn't it? Commute. To another commute.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Clever. All right, Sam with you next with Drive. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate, and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.